With a host of impact players returning and an intriguing mix of young talent, Chi High looked to defend the home turf of Duray Field in their season opener against the Evergreens of DC Everest.
Three receivers right. Bobbled snap, Brody back to pass under heavy pressure. He's going to float it out looking for a screen. He's got Bankston. Banks to the 45, and he's ripped down by Ryan Zenner. Yeah,
and that's the problem with that play when you got somebody like Zenner back there at linebacker. That's just not going to work.
First and 10 now from the Chi High 39. Ball squirts through the legs of Brody, and he trips. It's still loose. There's a big pile up for it, and Chi High has it at the 40-yard line. All right, so give right up the middle, and there's a lot of running room. Off to the races. 20, 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Deegan McGinnis, and the Cards are on the board.
On 4th and 8 to punt it away.
And it's blocked.
It's blocked. Picking it up at the 2-yard line, loose down there. We'll see who ends up with it, but it's going to be Chi High football.
It looked like Zenner that blocked it.
First and goal. Chi High leading 6-0 inside the 1-yard line. Ball on the far hash. Right up the middle, that's Banky. Dives over the pile into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Love seeing your fullback get that. I have a feeling these two teams are going to run the clock down before that rain starts.
Off the left side, look out. There goes Shields. 20, 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. They're not going to catch him. To the house.
41-yard touchdown.
Now we have Gavin Schiltz out to attempt what looks to be a 42-yard field goal.
They've got the explosion.
Snap, spot, the kick. Coming just over the top of the crossbar. It is good. Gavin Schiltz. Kleinschmidt takes a waist-high snap. He will get this one away. Gavin Schiltz retrieves at his own 39-yard line, cutting laterally, taps the brakes, now reversing field, and look out. This could be trouble for Everest. 50, 45, 40 down the sidelines. Finally tripped up, or he was going the distance. As Chi High, a 3rd and 5 from the 13-yard line. Talon Schiltz has a crease. Jitterbugs bounces it out left side. 10, 5, reach the pylon. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Talon Schiltz for 6.
Trips to the right, single receiver to the left. Another low snap, able to retrieve it without a knee hitting the ground. But Drew Musser plants him on the ground. Rhodey had nowhere to go. He's eaten alive by Drew Musser.
Out there.
1st and 10 from their own 25-yard line for DC Everest. Rhodey back to pass. Pocket breaks down. He's rolling out to his right. He will float one, and it's intercepted at the 40-yard line, going high to bring it down. 2nd and 5 after the gain of 5. Talon Schiltz picks his way through 3 tacklers, and now he's off to the races. So long. Good night, Talon Schiltz. To the house for 6.
Bo Ashley, 2nd and 4 from the 31 of DC Everest, giving up the middle and fighting his way through the first wave of tackles. 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
A strong statement made to start the year. But to keep the momentum going, the Chippewa Falls Cardinals will now have to be road warriors as they head south to take on a former Big Rivers Conference foe, the Eau Claire Memorial Old A's. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Chi High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Holly Bovey of Colwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Ashley Construction, Wynn Family Dentistry, Great Northern Corporation, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Weirsgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, River Country Co-op, Aspirus Health, State Farm Agent Jeff Flagg, Grace Home Respiratory, and Linings of Eau Claire. And now, the Cardinal Countdown pregame show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Eau Claire Memorial High School, home of the old Abes and site of this former Big Rivers Conference battle. Now a BRC-WVC clash between your 1-0 Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the 0-1 Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes. I'm Caleb Swenson. Carter Jaeger also will be on the play-by-play tonight. We're along with Dave Check and Alan Dunham, Micah Bailey, and also Gavin Bovey, a part of our WOGO Sports video crew. Trayton Hoym is the audio producer back at our WOGO Studios in Hallie. Great start, Dave Check, for the Cards last week, 50-22 over DC Everett. Certainly, again, still some meat on the bone, maybe offensively, some things to work on to clean up, but overall, a very strong first performance in that home and season opener.
Yeah, definitely tough to figure out where you stand, but coming off a DC Everett win, top of their conference type team, definitely a solid win for the Cardinals. Look for them to tighten up a few things. Defensive backfield, I think, gave up a little bit more than they would anticipate, and Eau Claire Memorial is going to be another test for that. Eau Claire Memorial likes to throw it all over the place with a bunch of, as usually, tall 6'4", 6'2", receivers out there. So it'll be a good test for the Cardinals on the backfield tonight to try to clean that up.
What do you see in terms of that first week? I know, again, there's such a big jump from week one to week two, but what did you see where you said, hey, this has the makings of you know, a building block that we could see go from solid, good to great and even amazing by the end of 2026?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I look at how I saw them in camp, and you see a lot of great athletes out there, and we talked about how, you know, we don't know how they're going to gel as a team, how they're going to get out there and play together, or they're going to be playing against each other and just for themselves. And, you know, we thought this was a group of kids that had a good chance of doing that very well. Now you get into these games, and each one of them is sort of a test. And DC Everest, you know, if we think we're the type of team that can compete for the conference championship and maybe win a few games in the playoffs, we got to be able to beat a team like DC Everest. We got to be, I mean, I'd be quite honest with you, and I don't mean to try to jinx anything tonight, but we have to run and clock Eau Claire Memorial. If we think we're a new Richmond, then that's what we've got to do. So each one of these teams, I mean, I can tell you the difference between greatness and maybe, you know, an average team in the conference, but we definitely took a step where we say, look, we're not going to be in the bottom of the conference. We're not going to be in the middle. DC Everest is a good team, and we had to be a pretty good team to do what we did to them.
We'll get thoughts from both head coaches coming up. It's the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. We'll be back after this with Coach Tom Westcott of Eau Claire Memorial. This is WOGO Sports.
What's holding you back from living your best life? Is it a lingering injury, joint pain? Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to everything you've been missing. Wherever you are in western Wisconsin, the talented team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is here for you with the highest standards of orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Turning I couldn't into I did since 1954. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Learn more at cvosm.com.
What if your money could earn more? With Royal Credit Union's high-yield savings account, you can watch your savings stack up with rates as high as 3.50% annual percentage yield. Whether you're saving for something big or just looking to grow your balance, Royal's high-yield savings account makes it easy with no monthly fees and flexible access to your funds when you need them. It's time to make your money work harder for you. See details and open your high-yield savings account at rcu.org/earnmore. APY accurate as of 7/6/26. Insured by NCUA.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design build professionals.
Hello, Chippewa Falls. We're getting close. Close to opening. Close to you. The Aspirus Health Hospital, Emergency Department, and Clinic in Chippewa Falls is about to open. And we're now scheduling appointments where you'll be seen by trusted providers with deeply caring hearts. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
When you're dealing with one of life's biggest financial decisions, you deserve a trusted expert, not just an agent. I'm Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I've lived here my whole life and served this community as a realtor for over 26 years. I'd be honored to help with your next home sale or purchase. Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors are names you know, names you trust, right here in our community. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovey.com.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we know the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we're honored to create a personalized service that honors your loved one and supports those left behind.
I'm Luke Lucier.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Mac Pickren.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are always here.
Here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Welcome to week two of the 2026 football campaign. Old BRC rivals here, Eau Claire Memorial and Chippewa Falls. Eau Claire, the home team, and we're here with head coach Tom Westcott. Coach, what you're trying to bring to this program obviously can bring a lot of excitement to the kids. You throw the ball all over the field, but also there can be some setbacks from that too if you don't execute offensively, maybe very short possessions and wearing out your defense. So what you see last week that you need to improve on this week in week two?
It's simple. Execution and doing your job. So this whole week we've spent on fundamentals, whether it's offensive line or safeties. It's all about doing your job and helping out your teammates on the other side of the ball.
When you talk about fundamentals, especially on the defensive side of the ball, not only is there speed on this Chi-High team, but also, I mean, they thrive that double wing on deception and getting you flowing one way and then going the other way with a counter.
Yeah, you know, it goes back to doing your job. You can't try to be the hero and tackle for your buddy or shoot a gap that's not yours. It's staying gap sound and trusting the guy next to you to do their job. And, you know, Coach Rako does a great job, and Chippewa Falls has ran this offense for probably what seems like five generations, right? But they do it very well. And so we're always excited to play a vaunted offense like this.
What's a good step forward for your team today, win or lose? What are you looking for? Again, usually week one to week two is where teams make that biggest jump.
You know, for us, we're starting a lot of younger guys this week. We had a number of setbacks in terms of our health last week. So we're hoping to stay healthy this week and just play competitive football.
Coach, we appreciate your time very much. Best of luck to you and the Old Abes tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
That's head coach Tom Westcott back after this with Coach Rakovich, Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in. The team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
The heat this summer at Metropolis Resort. Stay two nights, get your third night free, giving your family even more time to play, relax, and make memories together. Splash in the Chaos Water Park, race go-karts in Action City, jump in the trampoline park, and enjoy great food all under one roof. No driving around, no over-planning. Book your summer stay today at MetropolisResort.com, where the fun never stops. MetropolisResort.com.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show live from Eau Claire Memorial High School. Your 1-0 Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the 0-1 Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes. Non-conference action now instead of a BRC rivalry. But Coach Rakovich, this rivalry goes back a long time. So whether you're officially in the same conference or not, there's something always special when Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire Memorial play.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, it goes back a lot. You know, I'm not real young, but it goes back a lot longer than I've been alive, that rivalry, you know.
Coach, last week, I'm sure plenty of teaching points, but also some impressive performances just in all three phases.
The kids played well for the first game. They really did. We were proud of them. You know, obviously, you know, even in the last game of the season, you can find some things to work on, and we had enough to work on this week in practice.
What did you like the most about what you've seen in practice leading up to that first game, trying to stay focused, but then also between game one and game two, when usually coaches say that's the biggest room for improvement is week one to week two?
Well, the first day practice, we had to get on them a little bit. I think they're pretty proud of themselves, and we had to knock them down a little bit, get them back to reality. And the next day we had great practice, and the next day we had a great practice, and we'll see how it works tonight.
And finally, Coach, this Eau Claire Memorial team, obviously they're going to try to put some pressure on your secondary. They're going to try to get the ball out quickly and got to make sure that, again, you play solid defense.
Well, they've got good athletes. It is, you know, there's nothing wrong with their athletes and what they're trying to do. So it's going to be a test for us.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Alan, we'll talk to you on the field after the game, and hopefully we're talking about 2-0.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Head Coach Chuck Rakovich, Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Hey, Dad, is that the Big Dipper?
No, son. That's a satellite, and the reason we don't have internet when it rains.
Tired of your inconsistent internet interrupting the things you need to do on a daily basis? Contact 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom to visit your home and discuss fiber optic reliability, speed, and signal strength. Fiber beats satellite and 5G every time. Keep stargazing in the heavens and start relying on fiber internet below the ground. Contact our local experts at WWT.net today at 231-2000.
River Country Co-op convenience stores are bringing touchdown deals to you.
Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 15 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget a blitz with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Fall's here and winter's coming. It's time to get your snow and ice equipment ready. And your local Boss dealer, Linings of Eau Claire, has genuine parts, accessories, and the service expertise to make sure you're ready to perform all season long. And while you're here, don't forget to check out our complete line of the best truck accessories available in the market. Go see Pete at Linings of Eau Claire off Highway 37 in Eau Claire or visit liningsofeauclaire.biz.
Back to school season means early mornings, busy schedules, and nonstop hustle. Keep your family energized and hydrated with clean, delicious water from Gibson's Water Care. Pack those school lunch boxes with the best. Right now, get your free home water analysis. Gibson's is locally owned with American-made products and zero long-term contracts. Plus, their expert plumbers are on call for all your basic plumbing needs. Start the school year right. Visit GibsonsWaterCare.com today.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Chi High Football on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson along with Carter Jaeger, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham, your broadcast crew, video crew tonight, Micah Bailey and Gavin Bovey. And back at the WOGO studios in Halley is Trayton Hoym. Chi High and Memorial getting closer to game time, and it's time now for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Dave Check, what does Chi High need to do to go 2-0 here tonight?
So I don't think there's any question that Chi High has to tighten up their pass defense, and that just doesn't mean the defensive backfield. We got to get some pressure on the quarterback. I don't know if Coach Berger is going to have some special blitz packages for a team that passes more like this. We'll see. Linebackers and linemen have to put pressure on that quarterback and not just let him be able to run around in the pocket back there like he did last week. And that'll give some give a little bit of break to the defensive backfield. I don't think we'll have any problem moving the ball the way we want to move the ball, and I don't think we're going to have any problem against the run game. The test for us tonight is going to be pass defense.
And, again, when you look at that run game, they got a lot of guys involved. I mean, the bulk of the carries went to Banky, but we saw both Schiltz boys involved. We saw Deegan McGinnis, shout-out to him, his first varsity touchdown. Again, it was an impressive performance on the ground, and they're going to need to do that again here tonight.
Yeah, and I would expect them to pass it around a little bit. You see, you know, in the years where Chai has done really good, you have a nice balance between both running backs and that fullback. It really gives the defense, when you have a three-headed monster like that, a lot to think about. And then you throw in the passing game, and it just makes it impossible for a defense to, you know, stack nine guys on you and try to stop you.
We'll take another break here. Be back. We're getting close to kickoff on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football on the road at Memorial.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's sunny below. Foot of snow. What? Oh, man. A dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wirzgalla can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
Beautiful facility here at Eau Claire Memorial High School, site of this Big Rivers Conference rivalry. That's not Big Rivers anymore. It's WVC, Wisconsin Valley Conference, and the BRC. It's Chi High and Memorial. We've got game time coming up next. It's the Cards and the Old Abes. We're back after this on WOGO Halley Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Back in a moment.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
What if your money could earn more? With Royal Credit Union's high-yield savings account, you can watch your savings stack up with rates as high as 3.50% annual percentage yield. Whether you're saving for something big or just looking to grow your balance, Royal's high-yield savings account makes it easy with no monthly fees and flexible access to your funds when you need them. It's time to make your money work harder for you. See details and open your high-yield savings account at rcu.org/earnmore. APY accurate as of 7/6/26. Insured by NCUA.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design build professionals.
Hello, Chippewa Falls. We're getting close. Close to opening. Close to you. At Aspirus Health, we see how life takes you on a few unexpected twists and turns, and how you need a neighbor who's here for you. Our emergency department in Chippewa Falls will soon be open to see you, whenever you can't wait to be seen. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
A beautiful night for football, a beautiful rendition of our national anthem here at Eau Claire Memorial High School, home of the Old Abes. Good to be with you here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Before we begin, Dave Check, important again to remember that there are things that go beyond football. There was a moment of silence here. I know all across the state of Wisconsin on Thursday and Friday night this week, there'll be memorials. There'll be honoring of young Adam Mossman, the quarterback who 1 week ago took a hit that ended up taking his life, and we realize how short, how brief life can be. This game that he loved, that so many here love, and certainly thinking of the Mossman family, keeping them in our hearts, our thoughts, and prayers here tonight, and wonderful to see the outpouring of love and support for the Alma Center Lincoln team and community and the Mossman family.
Yeah, definitely heavy hearts and prayers for all of us who can all see ourselves in that position, having kids, having brothers, having, you know, people that have played this game. And, you know, we know this game is about as safe as we can make it, but just like anything else, you know, you can fall off your bike and something can happen. So it's a terrible tragedy, but we all think about this, you know, as people that have been here and had kids here.
And again, just it's been wonderful to see so many different programs not only expressing their condolences, but also saying, here's what we want to do to support the Mossman family and the community. I know I saw Cornell in particular donating all of their proceeds tonight. They were scheduled to play Alma Center Lincoln, now are playing Shawamigan. But again, it's just been a brush fire in a good way of support spreading all across the state. And again, if the Mossman family or anyone from that Alma Center Lincoln community is happening to watch this broadcast here tonight, we just want to know, want you to know that we love you, we care about you. I know we broadcast a McDonald Alma Center Lincoln football game last year. I was just down there to broadcast basketball during the winter, and a wonderful community, a wonderful high school. And so again, we're just blessed to be able to be down there a couple times and interact with them, and certainly again carrying them in our hearts here and throughout the season. Eau Claire Memorial is going to be wearing Adam's number on their helmets, not only tonight, but through the rest of the season as well, too. And so a wonderful gesture from Coach Tom Westcott and his crew. To the action now here tonight, Chi High 1-0, 50-22 winners over D.C. Everest. On the other side, Eau Claire Memorial fell in their first game 48-7 to New Richmond. That one was 42-0 at halftime. And so for Coach Tom Westcott and his squad, Dave, certainly looking to get off to a faster start.
Well, I would think so, but also, you know, you heard the comment from Coach Westcott that I had to catch and had to remember to tell you. Did you hear him mention that Coach Rakovich playing for perhaps his fifth generation?
I'm not sure
he realizes what that means, but that means he's probably coached for as long as these two have been in a rivalry.
Yeah. I mean, the Coach Rakovich said beforehand, hey, this rivalry predates me, but maybe not by much. Just a little
not
bit.
Not by much if he's got five generations under him.
All right, well, we appreciate, again, our conversation with both Coach Rakovich and Coach Tom Westcott, and we are set and ready to begin here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Don't forget to hit that like button, that notification bell on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, and good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports Chi High and Memorial on a beautiful Thursday night for football in Eau Claire. Schiltz has it on the tee, booting right to left as we look at it here at this gorgeous stadium at Eau Claire Memorial. Schiltz the run-up and the right-footed boot. It's a squibber that's going to be fielded on a knee on a hop at the 25-yard line. And that is where we will start first and 10 for Eau Claire Memorial.
So I think this is the first time Chi High has ever played on this new field. Obviously, the transition from Carson Park for both teams, Eau Claire North and Memorial. Beautiful field they have here. This is where they used to play the freshman games. So we played a lot of games here, but just not with the new field, the new turf, and the new stadium.
We had your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Now with quarterback Marcus Holmberg under center, Memorial will start first and 10. The give off the A-gap right side. Little running room there, not a lot. And then maybe a gain of a couple or so there. Brigham Garrett's had the stop.
Talk about size, Memorial's either you call it a tight end, running back, fullback, but it looks like Luke Wright, Silas, number 8, 6'3", 200, I don't know if I'm reading 230 or 280, but he's a big fullback tight end out there.
Three receivers to the left, none to the right. Holmberg, a little early movement, no whistles blow here. Holmberg with the back off his left hip. Back to pass, throws down the middle and out of the reach of his intended target. He was looking that time for Corey Wiseman, 6 foot, 170-pound junior. There are multiple players, by my count, 4, who are going two ways tonight for Eau Claire Memorial. Again, injury bug has kind of bitten them early on. Independent living, assisted living, rehab, live each day to the fullest with Chippewa Manor. Chippewa Manor is a 5-star rated facility with over 6 decades of experience and care that is always personalized for you. Learn more at ChippewaManor.com. That's ChippewaManor.com. Holmberg from an empty pocket, looking out to the flat, nowhere to go. He's hit, he's taken down, he's sacked.
And that's the pressure. Number 30 got to him first for Chi High.
That's Dane Krista.
Name that we're going to hear quite a bit out there tonight. That's the kind of pressure that I'm talking about. Don't give them time to throw, and that's what happens.
We'll take another look at it. Here is Krista blowing into the backfield.
Number 9, Jepson, lined up to punt. Number 1, Schultz, back to receive.
Schultz back deep to receive. High punt from Jepson. Schultz is going to take it at the 39-yard line. He's cutting across the field, Gavin.
There's
Schultz.
No one there.
Schultz with a flag on the play. 30, 25, 20 down the sidelines to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. We will check the flag.
Yeah, that one's going to come back. But a beautiful
61
play.
Yards.
The sad thing is, if you look where he threw that flag, I don't think that had anything to do with the play. You can watch this again on the replay. That play was going to be sprung no matter what happened at midfield.
And well blocked. It's 10:14 left to go. We'll wait for the indication here officially, but again,
it's either a block in the back or a hold, I would assume.
All signs pointing to this one coming back.
It's a crack back block. So we'll start a little bit outside the 50-yard line. Looks like they're going to bring it right to the 45.
So Chi High will start 1st and 10 on their side of the 50. Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. Alan Dunham down on the sideline for the first time. What'd you see there?
Yeah, all I saw was a little bit of a tap on the shoulder. Was questionable. Definitely not a flag, as Dave indicated. Didn't have anything to do with the play, but beautiful run by Gavin, and I think he's going to get a lot more opportunities this game.
Just gives us an opportunity to get our offense tuned up a little bit more here. So
Chi High will start 1st and 10. Off the right side, not a lot of running room there. Banky on the carry. Morrison on the stop for Eau Claire Memorial. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. White City Glass, a salute to all the hardworking athletes. Give off the far side, then cutting it back against the grain. Schultz right up the middle. Got a few. Clock continues to roll. Everyone loves saving money. Contact your local State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls. For a personal price plan, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg at 723-9128 or contact Jeff at jefflagg.com. That's Jeff at jefflagg.com. Snap. Give up the middle and cutting out to the far side is Talon Schultz, and Schultz should have the first down.
Brought down by number 2, Julian.
Well blocked up front.
One thing to keep an eye on in the pregame, they were running a little bit of a spread offense, and coach mentioned he might want to be aggressive in the beginning of this game, so keep an eye out for that.
Cards 1st and 10 from the 40. Clock running under 9 minutes to play now. Chi High, that double wing formation. Two tight ends. Give to Banky. Banky picking his way through a pile of blockers and yanked down at the 30-yard line. Clock will stop temporarily to move the chains, I think. Yeah, they're going to stop it just to move the sticks. And now they'll wind the clock once again as Tyler Banky needed 10, got 10. First and 10, Chippewa Falls.
Lineman did a really good job that time, particularly blocking number 8. He's a big boy out there on defense, too.
Double wing, double tight. Banky gets the call off the right side, puts his foot in the ground, trying to spin away from one tackle, won't get away from the second. As Banky continuing to roll. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. That's Travis and the team at ABC Supply Chippewa Falls. Second and 8 from their own 28, rather from the Memorial 28-yard line for Chi High. Off the right side is Banky. Banky piles his way for another first down and will move the chains for Chippewa Falls. Jepson with the stop. Go ahead, Al.
Sorry, I was going to say you mentioned number 8 and the size he has. He's holding down that defensive end spot. But one way to mitigate that size is to get around him with the quickness. And that's what Banky did that time, was getting to the outside.
That's Silas Bonner, 6'3", 230, a senior for Coach Tom Westcott. First and 10, into the red zone now, ball on the far hash from the 16-yard line. Just over 7 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Give to the fullback right up the middle, bashing his way inside the 10-yard line. Couple yards shy of the stick. That was Hediger, I believe, Bo Hediger, who got into the action, the 5'9", 180-pound junior. Great Northern and Chippewa Falls has production, warehouse, and office positions available with work-life balance and opportunities to grow, competitive wages, 401k with match, profit sharing, and a health and fitness reimbursement. GreatNorthernCorp.com. That's GreatNorthernCorp.com. Second and 4 from the Memorial 10-yard line. Banky gets the call once again. Banky stretching his way. Should have enough for a first down.
Brought down by number 23, Larson. First and goal. 5 yard gain for Banky, enough for a first down. First and goal from the 5.
They've chewed up most of this opening, well, about half of this opening quarter.
I tell you, you know, we see a lot of the numbers guys out there, but the linemen on this drive have been doing an excellent job of getting bodies on bodies.
First and goal from the 5. Give to Hediger. Hediger piles his way right off right guard. And he will get maybe a couple as we hit that halfway point of the first half. Build your dream home with Ashley Construction, the design build professionals. Custom home gallery at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. And Linings of Eau Claire, they're your local dealer for Boss Plows, Spartan Motors, and UTVs. Visit their website today at liningsofeauclaire.biz. That's liningsofeauclaire.biz. Second and goal from the 3-yard line for Chippewa Falls. Just over 5.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Still no score. Sorensen under center. Off the left side, that's Schultz. Puts his toe in the ground, stretches forward, reaches to the end zone. Touchdown, Chi High.
And that's big. He ran right into another big player for Eau Claire Memorial, number 9, and just spun right off of him. He had him dead to rights.
Take another look at that one here. It is 6-0 Chippewa Falls.
Was that Gavin or was that Talon?
I believe that was Talon, Schultz.
Yes, that was Talon. Yes, number 3.
So Talon's third carry for the night. That one for the 2-yard touchdown.
Now for the PAT. Gavin boots it through. It is 7-0 Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we know the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we're honored to create a personalized service that honors your loved one and supports those left behind.
I'm Luke Lucier.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Mac Pickren.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are always here.
Here for you
and our Chippewa Falls community. PetersonVolker.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Chi High takes an early 7-0 lead with 5:25 to go here in the first quarter on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Gavin Schiltz with the boot. Fielded, returned past the 25-yard line. And that's where Marcus Holmberg and co. will start first and 10. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin. That's Grace Home Respiratory. We appreciate Chuck and the crew and their support of Chi High and McDonald Athletics here in WOGO. Our coverage tonight is also brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Hallion anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Holmberg, delayed give right up the middle, stretching forward, not getting a lot. His number three, Lucas Arndorfer.
Tackled by center.
Zach Johnson, I believe, on the carry that time. And we've said it before, guys, if we don't know who the tackler was, it's a pretty safe bet to say it was Ryan Zenner.
Yeah, absolutely. Did a great job not overrunning it, staying in his gap, and the ball carrier came to him.
Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Holmberg batted down left side. Oh, my goodness. That went right into the paw of Deegan McGinnis. Deegan got his first varsity touchdown offensively last week. He had a lot of green in front of him for a defensive score.
Yeah, that would have been one heck of a grab, but those are the kind that you absolutely would love to get a one-hand stab on because you have nothing but green in front.
Here we go, defense!
4:36 left to go here in this opening quarter. Holmberg back to pass. Clean pocket for a moment. Now they're coming off him on the rush. Holmberg goes right side, incomplete. And the clock will stop at 4:29.
Good enough pressure there. Has not had a chance to have a pocket there. Would have had to make a tough throw on the run to the sideline. Good job by the defense. So far, giving up 0 for 3 passing, 3 rushes for a total of minus 2 yards.
Jepson out to punt once again.
See if we can get this one blocked cleanly here.
Gavin Schiltz to retrieve. He's going to have to run all the way over to the far side of the field. It'll take a Chi High hop and roll down just inside the 31-yard line, and the Cards will start first and 10. Great Northern and Chippewa Falls has production, warehouse, and office positions available with work-life balance and opportunities to grow, competitive wages, 401k with match, profit sharing, and a health and fitness reimbursement. GreatNorthernCorp.com. That's GreatNorthernCorp.com. Cards leading 7-0. Thanks to the touchdown run from Schiltz. Chi High with over 470 rushing yards last week in their opening 50-22 victory over DC Everest. Got a little bit of a pause here.
I want to see Chi High opening up a little bit more here.
Easton Sorensen, the 6'4" sophomore, first and 10. Under center, Sorensen give right up the middle, and there's Talon Schiltz again. Schiltz stepping through a tackle and across the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 11 and enough for a Chi High first down.
Gain of 12 on the play.
Well, they'll give him 12, actually. Aspirus Health, bringing clinical, hospital, and emergency services to Chippewa Falls. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. That's Aspirus Health. First and 10 from the 43. Shields gets the call again. Jitterbox through a maze of defenders, still going inside the 45, down to the 43-yard line. Shields just tearing up the heart of that defense right now.
From the 43 to the 43, clean 14 yards for Shields.
Chi High with another first and 10 as the clock continues to roll here in quarter number one. Everyone loves saving money. Contact your local State Farm agent, Jeff Flagg, in Chippewa Falls for a personal price plan. Call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg, 723-9128, or contact Jeff at jefflagg.com. Schultz again. He's got a good block. Flagg on the play. Far side. Schultz cutting through the secondary inside the 25 down to the 24. But this one looks like it'll be coming back, Alan. I don't know what you saw at field level, but...
Looked to me like it was a good double-team block by number 70 and whoever the running back was, but... Usually when you have a double team like that, you don't have a hold. But
that was Luke Thompson who got out there on the edge at 6'6", 265.
I don't know. His block looked pretty good to me. It looked like he got to the edge of him.
Well, let's see his...
Independent living, assisted living, and rehab. Live each day to the fullest with Chippewa Manor. Chippewa Manor is a 5-star rated facility with over 6 decades of experience and care that is always personalized for you. Learn more at ChippewaManor.com. That's ChippewaManor.com. Chi High double wing, double tight, right at the 50-yard line. Hand off right up the middle, and breaking free into the secondary, Schultz, 20-15-10. Inside the 10-yard line is Schultz.
Gavin Schultz for the first carry tonight, and it is a big one.
Gavin gets it all back.
Takes it from the 50 all the way down to the 11, 39-yard carry.
Take another look at that one.
The first two carries on this drive, or sorry, the second and third carries of the drive were trap plays. And then this is the first crisscross, which is similar action, and that's been really working on this Memorial defense.
Chi High brings it back to the line. Leading 7-0, looking for more. Easton Sorensen back to pass for the first time, floats it out into the flat. He's got his tight end inside the 5-yard line. That is 81. Graham Anderson, 6'3", 250, a senior.
Yeah, that is a big target out there at tight end. He put it right on him.
Memorial makes the stop at second and three.
Luke Thompson's thinking, hey, you moved me to tackle, and now you start throwing to the tight end.
Exactly. Ball on the far hash now. Double wing, double tight for Chi High. Wheeling and giving in the background, that is Deegan McGinnis. And McGinnis fighting his way into the end zone. Touchdown. He broke through one tackle. Burst into the end zone for six. It is 13-0 Chippewa Falls.
And you mentioned him last week getting his first offensive touchdown. There's another one.
Take another look at that one. Deegan McGinnis, the 6-foot junior. What great power.
Might have an injury timeout here as an Eau Claire Memorial player taking his helmet off. Players are going to the sidelines, so we might have a few minutes here.
We'll take a timeout as well. We'll be back after this on WOGO Sports. Chi High leading 13-0. Back in a moment.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Chi High football on WOGO Sports, PAT pending from Gavin Schultz. After the Deegan McGinnis touchdown, he splits the uprights. It is 14-0 Chi High. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
The run-up and the kick from Schiltz, high end over end, carrying a little short, fielded at the 15-yard line, far hash. 20, Sutter stepping across the 25 and pushing the pile forward to about the 29-yard line. And that's where Eau Claire Memorial will start, first and 10 here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham. And so far, guys, a pretty good start for Chi High, getting a couple scores, getting a couple defensive stops. They look sharp.
Don't know if we've lost Allen down there, but I'll jump in and just say, you know, Memorial not passing as much as I think they have traditionally, and it kind of surprises me a little bit. This running game, I don't think they're going to be able to do a whole lot to Chi High, and that's what we've seen these last three series.
They'll go single receivers left and right for Marcus Holmberg and co. Holmberg takes the snap again, a delayed give, trying to bounce it off right tackle, and not a lot of running room for number 23, Jace Larson. He's a 5'10", 200-pound senior listed as a running back and a linebacker.
Take that out to maybe the 33 for 4 yards.
Brigham Garrett's with the stop. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health is serving the routine emergency health care needs of Chippewa Falls with a passion for excellence and compassion for people. Aspirus Health. Another give right up the middle, and another stout stop by Chi High. Right up the gut went Zach Johnson, and he went nowhere.
Well, he went exactly back to where they were on first down, so now they're back to third and 10.
That was their own little version of the crisscross. There was a double handoff. And the running back ran into Caleb Duffy, who did a good job penetrating into the backfield.
Four given, four taken away.
So third and 10 from their own 29 for the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes. Build your dream home with Ashley Construction, the design build professionals, custom home gallery at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. Holmberg, twin receivers to the right. Back to pass, rolling out to his right on the bootleg. Looking right, got his man across the 30-yard line, wrestled down across the 35. That is going to be well short of first down yardage. And as the clock continues to roll, under a minute to go.
Yeah, that play was not going to get them a first down unless they were planning on a four-down territory, which maybe they are by the looks of this huddle, but this is pretty gutsy. They're at the 34, fourth and five. They got to not jump for Chi High. I doubt that they would run a play here.
Fourth and five from their own 34-yard line. Holmberg with two receivers split out to his left. Single back on his right hip. It'll be a direct snap and a quick kick. And
that's a good play.
That is well executed.
Yeah, that's going to go all the way down to about the 10. It's even
inside the 10-yard line and rolling
down to the 5.
That's going to
go all the way down to the 3. Good play.
Beautifully done. And how about credit to the running back, able to kick that one away in heavy pressure. 4 seconds left in the opening quarter. Chi High will have time, presumably, for one play. Great Northern and Chippewa Falls has production, warehouse, and office positions available with work-life balance and opportunities to grow. Competitive wages, 401k with match, profit sharing, and a health and fitness reimbursement. GreatNorthernCorp.com. That's GreatNorthernCorp.com. We'll welcome in Carter Jagger behind the mic.
What a switch in field position that was.
Yeah.
Over a 60-yard punt.
Easton Sorensen, the 6'4" sophomore. But 97 yards to go to pay dirt. Sends a man in motion behind the formation. That's Schiltz. Schiltz around the right side. 25-30. Jukes a man at the 40-yard line. And that's how the first quarter will end, with Schiltz taking it all the way from the 3 up close to the 40. That'll be it for quarter number one. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Great to have you with us on WOGO.
Championship-level athletes hold themselves to the highest standards. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they're committed to the highest standard of orthopedic, brain, and spine care in West Wisconsin. From joint replacements to neurosurgical procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine stands ready to serve you, with locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, online at cvosm.com.
Looking for something fun to do right here in Eau Claire? Head to Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops. Visit Action City and play over 100 arcade games, race go-karts, jump in the trampoline park, or challenge your friends to a round of mini golf. Stop by Chaos Water Park for relaxing river rides and thrilling water slides. Planning a birthday party? Easy packages, dedicated party hosts, and a day filled with fun that your kids won't forget. Plan your next party at MetropolisResort.com.
Well, welcome back to Chi High Football here as we begin the second quarter. Chi High leading 14-0. A run from Gavin Schiltz sets them up at their own 36, first and 10. Sorensen in the pistol. Two receivers right, one left. Gets the snap, handoff up the middle. Goes Benke. He broke a tackle and spun down at the 45-yard line. A gain of 9, and it's going to bring up second and 1. Well, Gavin Schiltz flipped field position in one run after a 60-yard punt. He took it from the 3 to the 36-yard line.
Now the Cardinals look like they're going to try that passing game a little bit. Again, you know, you got Memorial. You don't get a whole lot of chances early on to really test that passing game out, so here you are. Can't do it in the fourth quarter if you're up 40. That's not very polite, so let's see what they can do right now.
Sorensen, one pass attempt in the first quarter. Slot left, single man right, gets the snap. It's a screen pass. It's batted down at the line of scrimmage.
Big number 78, knocked that one down. Another big guy for Eau Claire Memorial.
It's going to bring up third and 1 for Chi High. And with the running game, I mean, today this has been a given.
Yeah, and you have games like this, and you're going to have games like this all season if you really are that good of a team, where you don't get to pull out this passing game, and you don't want to get to that last game of the season or that game against New Richmond where you need it on that last drive and you don't have practice. So now they're going to run it on third and 1, get the first down, but look for them to keep it open.
Sorensen under center in their patented double wing offense. Gets the snap, hands off. Gavin Schiltz over the right guard, up the middle. Gavin Schiltz off to the right, slips a tackle at the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cardinals.
What an exciting play, and I'll tell you, you know, we're not going to get a chance to see the passing game, not when the running game is getting 50 yards a crack.
Gavin Schiltz up the middle, slipped a tackle of Abbott Jepson at the 30, and nobody can catch that track star. 20-0 Cardinals with the extra point coming up.
That's a 55-yard run, giving Gavin Schiltz runs of 39, 33, and 55 for a touchdown today.
An electric way to open up the second quarter as Gavin Schiltz, who just ran that, lines up for a PAT. Snap is good. Hold is down. Kick is up. And straight through, and the Cardinals lead 21-0 with 11:10 to go in the second quarter. We'll step out and be back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Blue 24 set. Hike.
Team Fiber zips forward with full speed signal strength no matter what the distance. No match for 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom. Oh, 5G misses the tackle with slow response time and peak hours and weak signals. Team Fiber races onto the 30, 20, 15. Satellite defense tries to keep up but can't with low speeds and weather interference. 24-7 fans cheer on with friendly local customer service as Fiber races on. Touchdown! Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
Well, 11-10 to go. Cardinals and Severson kicking from left to right. It's up and away. Zach Johnson's going to let this sail into the end zone for a touchback. And when you've got a kicker that can constantly land in the end zone, that's a weapon for sure. Memorial will begin this drive at their own 20.
Definitely makes it tough at the high school level. Rules changing in college made that a little different, but the 20 is tough field position, especially with the way Chi High's defense is playing. You know, last week, talked to the Schultz dad after the game, congratulated him on one son having over 100 yards and a total family package of over two. Now it's the other son's turn. They both have a touchdown tonight, but again, with those big runs right now, 127 yards for Gavin, 43 for Talon. What an exciting night.
And only two pass attempts so far for Easton Sorensen. Marcus Holmberg's going to come out in the pistol formation. Jackson Zuliger, the Drake commit, in the backfield as the running back, usually a wide receiver. They're going to stop play as a football landed in the end zone. Two receivers bunched right, two to the left. Holmberg gets the snap, flips to Silas Bonner running over the right guard. Bonner across the 20, 25, and roped to the ground at around the 29-yard line. Brant Olson on the tackle. It's a gain of nine, and it's going to bring up second and one, so Silas Bonner getting in on the action. Big number eight.
That big body could give you some problems on defense.
Holmberg in their hurry-up offense. Slot left, single man right, gets the snap. Hamza Jepson over the right tackle. He's wrapped up and dropped after a gain of about three. It's going to bring up first and 10 for Memorial. Number 45, Garrett's on the tackle. So first down, Memorial.
I think that's their first down of the game. Is that right?
Yes, it would be.
And this is kind of a drive where if Chi High gets a stop and goes and scores, you know, talking about a dagger, well, in the first half, that's as close as you can get. Holmberg's going to open up in the gun. Two receivers right. Abbott Jepson in the backfield to his right. Snap, hands off to Jepson. And Ryan Zenner once again in the backfield, taking him down. It's a loss. He actually got back to the line of scrimmage, a gain of zero. And it's going to bring up second and 10 at their own 33.
Yeah, Zenner's got to have a rent package. He's going to have to start paying for being in the backfield so often on some of these teams.
I mean, that guy can just fly from the middle linebacker position.
He makes some incredible tackles. And you talk, you know, last week we were watching what he does on the screen pass. And it doesn't matter right, left, where he's at. He's making the tackle on that screen pass. Great job smelling it out.
Jackson Zuliger, slot left. Corey Weidman, wide left. Holmberg in the gun. Gets the snap, drops the pass. Looking right. Now rolling out under pressure. Hit sack!
And that's the difference between last week and this week right there. You got big number 55 coming in there, putting pressure on. Is that 55 or 60? That's 65.
Brennick McArney.
Brennick McInarney.
McInarney.
Awesome.
Gets
look
the
at that.
Sack.
Look at the hair on that guy. Look at that coming out of the helmet. Love to see that.
It's an 11-yard loss, and Memorial set way back behind the chains on third and 21.
Got their first down and, again, gave that 11 yards back right away, just like giving up the four last time. Chi High still sitting here relatively close to a zero-yard game. They're at minus one right now rushing and 5 yards passing.
An incredible performance so far for this Chi High defense.
What's Coach Berger going to do here? I suspect keep the pressure on.
Slot left, single man right. Holmberg in the gun. Abbott Jepson to his left. He motions out onto the right over the numbers. Holmberg gets the snap. It's a screen. Dumps it off to Silas Bonner. He's wrapped up and dropped.
That can't be zero, is it?
Right away.
That cannot be. That's number nine.
Number nine, Isaiah Herman's on the tackle. And you don't usually see a guy that big get brought down with one tackler. But Herman's was up to the challenge, and Memorial's going to be forced to punt after no gain.
And he got to him exactly when you want to get to him. On his feet are set, and he was trying to receive the pass. Great timing by Herman's, wrapping him up, and the big man went down.
Abbott Jepson standing at his own nine, ready to receive this snap and punt it away. He gets the snap. It's a high end over end boot. Gavin Schultz back to return. He's going to make the catch at around the 43-yard line. Cuts left. He's wrapped up and stays on his feet somehow, and then Brett Fye brings him to the ground at around the 42-yard line. So that's where that's where Chi High is going to start another possession. And after a 55-yard touchdown run from Gavin Schiltz, I mean, you might as well not change anything.
You know, it really depends on what Chi High wants to do. Again, spreading the ball around between McGinnis, Schiltz, Hediger getting in there. You got Benke getting a lot of carries. They're spreading it around tonight. I tell you, you can't look at this offense right now and guess who they're going to give it to, because unless you just try to say we're going to just pound it to Gavin tonight, they could go anywhere. And right now, again, they're coming out in that passing formation. Like I said, they're not going to get to do this in the fourth quarter.
Sorensen in the empty formation, trips right, two receivers left. Sorensen gets the snap, drops the throw, fakes the screen, now fires right. It's going to be complete to number five, Mason Chittenden. He breaks a couple tackles and is finally brought down by Zuliger at the 45. But the screen goes for 15, and a great block from Carter Stevang there to spring Chittenden.
Yeah, there were five wides and trips to the right and a little slip screen to number five. Nice little play design, sorry, Dave, and something we haven't seen before.
And I think that was Ian Kessler, too, number 19, that also had a great block to spring him.
Sorensen in the pistol formation. Trips left. Single man to the right is Mason Chittenden. In the backfield is Benke. Snap to Sorensen. Immediate rollout to his left. He's going to dump it off. It's caught by Stevang, and he's wrapped up and dropped immediately by Abbott Jepson. It's going to be a gain of about one to the 44, mark at the 43, and it's going to be second and nine. Just a little rollout there from Easton Sorensen. His third completed pass on the day. Sorensen once again in that pistol formation, slot right. Actually, two receivers left and two right. Benke in the backfield once again. Sorensen gets the snap, looks left, fires left. Stevang makes the diving catch and rolls to a stop around the 38-7-yard line. It's going to be a gain of about seven, and it's going to bring up third and two for Chi High. Cardinals looking to pick up the first down and continue to roll offensively. A 55-yard touchdown run from Gavin Schiltz last drive. A possession that started at their own three. Sorensen. Same formation, pistol formation, two receivers right, two left. Sorensen gets the snap, hands off to Benke over the left guard. There goes Tyler Benke up the middle, 20-15, breaks a tackle, 10, and pulled down to a stop at the 6. Jackson Zuliger brought him down by the shoestrings, but Tyler Benke almost sprung one.
31-yard rush for Benke brings him down to the 6, and Benke right now at 69 yards.
I mean, these guys are just fighting for the football. I think Memorial defense is almost happy when Chi High goes to the spreads, they don't have to face this run game, but a great job by the offensive line. So really controlling the scrimmage.
So you talk about last week, what they averaged right now, Cardinals, 18 carries for 252 yards on the ground, 14 yards a carry.
And Memorial's stacking the box a little bit, rushing 6 on each play. Sorensen gets the snap, fires right. It is tipped and incomplete. Oh, a near tip drill touchdown from Mason Chittenden, but he couldn't get his hands over it, and it falls harmlessly to the turf, second and goal.
Sorensen 4-for-6 tonight. Total of 28 yards right now. See if they're going to keep this passing up. They've done it this entire series. I think they're going to, but granted, the running game out of this is really impressive, especially with Benke in that backfield. They could do a lot of things out of this formation besides pass.
Trips right, Talon Schiltz, single receiver left. Sorensen gets the snap, rolling to his right, looking to throw, dumps it off. It's Stevang. He's going to get wrapped up and dropped by Abbott Jepson at around the 2. It's going to be a gain of 4, and it's going to bring up third and goal.
We had a flag at the line of scrimmage. I suspect that was either offsides or something really quick. They let him play, so I don't think it was a four. Well, maybe it was a formation.
Officials sorting it out. It is going to be on Chi High. And they're going to back him up.
It's probably a 5-yard penalty then, because I think it was before the play happened. Oh, ref went down.
Shoe got caught on the football there, and he took a tumble. It's going to be false start on Chi High.
So now that's going to bring up second down and 11.
Second and goal from the 11. Sorensen, like you've mentioned, has passed multiple times on this drive, maybe trying to get that passing game rolling a little bit, keep Memorial on their toes. Trips left, single man right is Mason Chittenden, guarded tightly by Brett Fye. Sorensen with Benke behind him. And it's going to be a false start. Flags thrown all over the
defense
field.
Defense didn't cross the line of scrimmage, I don't think. So they might call this on Chai's running back.
The left guard moved along with Benke, the back. Brennan Knight moved on the... Or excuse me, that's Blake Schwartz moved, and we are going to get a false start. So Chai High had it all the way down to the six. Now two false starts has them backed up second and goal, and they're all the way back at the 17-yard line.
I'd like to think Sorensen's just trying to give himself some room back there. Now he's got the full field to work with. He doesn't have to worry about handing it off to Benke.
So second and goal, mark it at the 16-yard line. Trips left, single man right, Benke in the backfield. Sorensen gets the snap, drops the throw, looking left, firing right. It is tipped and incomplete. Mason Chittenden once again almost had a tip drill touchdown.
Yeah, and the problem with that is you got two guys running a pattern that are in the exact same spot. That's not supposed to happen. And that's a problem for the quarterback when he's got now two defenders covering in that area too. So I don't know what's going on with that pattern, but somebody can't be running that right.
Sorensen kind of stared him down the whole way. It allowed Fi, the outside boundary corner, to come in and help break it up.
Be interesting to see how Memorial treats this, whether they send seven and play man-to-man defense back there or let their linebacker sit.
Third and 16. Memorial showing five at the line of scrimmage. Trips left, single man right. Sorensen gets the snap, drops the throw. It's a screen left for Talon Schiltz, and he just dropped it. Went straight through his hands, and he had some running room.
Yeah, knowing the way he is shifty, I think that one probably would have went for a touchdown.
It sails right through his hands. Not a bad throw from Sorensen. A touch high, but that's one that Talon Schiltz will tell you he should have every time. So from the 16, here comes Gavin Schiltz to attempt the field goal. It's going to be about 33 yards. And watching what Gavin Schiltz was able to do last week in pregame warmups, he's got the leg to make this from the right hash mark. Snap is good. Ball is down. Kick is away. It is no good. He missed wide left, and Gavin Schiltz is left amazed. He thought that went in, but it didn't. So with 5:35 to go, Cardinals lead at 21-0 here on WOGO Sports.
River Country Co-op convenience stores are bringing touchdown deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 15 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget a blitz with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Back to pass on first down. Pressure coming. Slings it right. Zuliger couldn't make the catch. Memorial went out there quickly and snapped it. Got back a touch late, but some good pressure from Chai High again. And it seems like every time Holmberg's back to pass, you always got at least two Cardinals breaking through the backfield pressure. So second and 8, ball on Memorial's own 20 after Gavin Schiltz missed wide left on a field goal. I think he fooled himself on that field goal because he kicked it so far it went over the crossbar, over the uprights, and he couldn't tell if it went in.
And we couldn't tell from this angle either, so maybe it did.
Second and 10, Holmberg gets the snap, hands off Jace Larson, running off the right tackle. He's going to plow his way forward, back to the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him a gain of one, and it's third and 9, and once again that stout Cardinal run game stands up to the challenge.
And they're doing what they need to on the pass game, too. Every single pass Memorial has had so far, the quarterback's been scrambling under pressure. Had a couple of sacks.
Look at the number of guys that Chai High is rotating on the defense, the linebackers, the secondary, keeping a lot of guys fresh.
Memorial taking their time, getting the line of scrimmage. 4:50 and counting left in the second quarter, 21-0 Cardinals. Holmberg in the gun, trips left, nobody wide right. Holmberg gets the snap, fakes the give, looking left. Rolling left, under pressure, sets its feet, fires up the middle. It is nearly intercepted.
A holding penalty. I think Chi High is probably going to decline this. I don't see any reason why they would back him up and not take the fourth down and eight.
Gavin Shields got both hands on it, but Zuliger turned into a DB there for a second for Memorial, batted it out of his hands. And fourth and nine at the moment.
But as a second time tonight, we've seen a defensive back for Chi High have nothing but green in front of him if he could just take it in.
So the penalty is declined, and the punting unit hustles out for Memorial, and another three and out for Chi High's defense.
Chi High holding the Memorial Old Abes to 2-for-7 passing right now for 7 yards, and again, negative. Actually, never mind, they're back to zero rushing.
Abbott Jepson to punt it away. And I believe we're going to have a timeout for Eau Claire Memorial. With 4:35 to go, Cardinals lead 21-0. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back on WOGO Sports.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments. The only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Well, compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. 4:35 to go in the second quarter. Memorial facing a fourth and nine on their own 21. Abbott Jepson on the punt. He gets the snap and boots a high end-over-end punt. It's going to be fielded at about the 44 on the fair catch. And Chi High will take over, at the 47. Four minutes and 29 seconds for Easton Sorensen to put a drive together. Definitely passed it a lot more in that drive, last drive. Unable to come up with points.
Yeah, you know, again, and I think I'd like to see them do it again. I mean, the strategy is that in the second half, you're not going to be able to pass, and you're going to need to see what that passing game can do coming into the conference season next week. You got Menominee. And then you got New Richmond coming up really quick.
So far, Memorial's DBs have been up to the challenge. And we're going to get a false start. And that is the third penalty in the last two drives for Chi High, setting them back behind the chains. And everybody moved but the center on that play.
Yeah, this gets to be a game where it's a lot about mental toughness, not letting the game get away from you and not getting sloppy. You know, you're up on the scoreboard, and you think, hey, this is gonna be a win for us, but you gotta play the four quarters, and hopefully these guys can punch one more in before halftime.
And Memorial's coach Westcott talked about execution on his team, but up 21-0, that's really what you're looking for Chi High here to end the first half. Sorensen under center, a two back. Look, he's going to get the snap, handoff. Up the middle goes Gavin Schilt, spins away from a tackle, and is wrapped up, still on his feet, and finally pulled to the ground at the line of scrimmage. Jace Larson and Chase Schultz combined on the tackle. It's going to bring up second and 16, as they're going to say he lost a yard on their own 41. 4:06 and counting. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Sorensen is going to be empty. Two receivers right, trips to the left. Seen a couple of screens out of this formation today. Sorensen gets the snap, has all day, looking to go deep, and it is incomplete. A little miscommunication, it seems, between him and Ian Kessner. Kind of looked like Kastner was supposed to run a post. Ran a go, and Sorensen fired it incomplete. It's going to bring up third and 16.
Yeah, that's a shame. Good blocking by the lineman gave him time to make that pass. He still took a lick after that play by number 8. I saw him talking to him afterwards.
So third down and 16 from their own 41. Chi High trying to put a finishing touches on a dominant first half. We're going to need 16 yards to keep this drive moving, though. Sorensen, once again, empty set. Trips left, two to his right. Sorensen off the right Hash snap. Gets the snap. He's going deep. He's got Kessner, and he just overshot him.
Yeah, that one was on Sorensen. He said the last one might have been a route. Looked like a little miscommunication. That one Sorensen's going to be tapping his helmet for. He knows it.
Ian Kessner was wide open running down the seams. He overshot him by about 2 yards.
And that's what Kessner can do for you, too. He sometimes just gets wide open, and then he can just sprint for the end zone. He was absolutely gone there.
But to your point earlier, this is why they're running these. They've got this stuff on film now. It's a live-action look at this passing game, and it's something they can tighten up and work on.
Exactly.
Gavin Schiltz back to punt, and there are two old Aves back to receive this punt. Schiltz, high boot. Jackson Zulier is going to make the catch at around the 21. Jackson running inside the numbers, wrapped up and dropped at around the 37, mark at the 38-yard line. And Memorial's offense has 3 minutes and 20 seconds to get to work, and they need a score before the first half. Chi High has had a dominant showing so far defensively in the first half. Their run game has been unable to be stopped. But Memorial's got a chance to get back into it if they put up a touchdown here. Memorial.
I think Memorial might have to focus on a first down here first. They got one.
Holmberg.
But it has been slow going for them, and you look at the names we keep calling out for Chi High. Krista, Zenner.
In the gun, he's going to get the snap, fire the screen. Jackson Zulier makes the catch. Zach Johnson, a block. Zulier's roped to the ground by Owen Munson outside the numbers. It's a gain of about 5. It's going to bring up 2nd and 5, 3 minutes and 19 seconds. Actually, he got out of bounds, so the clock stops at 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Good block by the wide receiver on the first guy, but just closing speed by the second Chi High defender.
Owen Munson did a good job to rip through that block from Zach Johnson. Slot left, single man right. Gets the snap. Hands off Jepson. Over the right guard. Caught a block from Bonner. Cuts it back inside. Finally wrapped up and dropped by about 5 Cardinals defenders. But it's after a gain of 5. And it's going to be 3rd and extremely short. Less than a yard for Memorial.
So it'll be interesting if they don't get it. First of all, for time-wise, they definitely don't want to take the chance of having to give this ball back to Chi High with any time.
2 minutes and 50 seconds on the dot. Holmberg in the gun. Bonner to his right. Abbott Jepson to his left. Gets the snap. Hands to Jepson. A run over the right guard. He's wrapped up and dropped.
And there you go. Now you got that situation right there. Running game, very tough. And they need 2 yards. They have to go for it where they're at right now. But this could really, you want to talk about a defensive dagger. If they get a stop here, Chi High gets a chance to score once again.
Isaiah Hermans just rolled over Abbott Jepson and was able to make the tackle. It's a loss of 1. 4th and 2. Big play coming. 2 minutes, 15 seconds. The clock is running. Holmberg in the gun trying to draw Chi High offsides. Chi High didn't jump. Abbott Jepson on the left hip of Holmberg. Holmberg gets the snap. Hands up, off the middle, and he is stuffed. Abbott Jepson tried to go straight over the center, and Chi High was not having it.
Lost a yard on 4th and 2.
So with a minute 59 to go, Chi High's offense has a chance to score now at the 45 of Memorial.
On that play, Chi High subbed in number 72, Talon Rolick, to get a little bit bigger on the D-line, and they tried to run right at him, and he was up to the challenge and pushed that run attempt back.
And you called it before, fresh defensive linemen, waves of them in there. Rolick himself coming in nice and fresh and makes the stop.
Sorensen in their patented double wing formation, hands off to Talon Schiltz. He gives back to Gavin Schiltz. He breaks a couple tackles in the backfield, sprints into the open field, and it takes 2 tacklers to bring him to the ground at around the 24. That man can stay on his feet. Incredible display of athleticism. And it's going to be 1st and 10, a minute 49 at the 23 of Eau Claire Memorial.
So that was Gavin Schiltz for 21, or was that Talon?
That was Gavin Schiltz.
Another huge run for him tonight.
Sorensen under center, motions Talon Schiltz out wide, but a flag is going to be thrown, and a 4th false start penalty for Chi High is going to come.
tell you. And that's something that the coach is going to get on him about, even if we're hitting on all cylinders, offense, defense, special teams. If you've got mental errors that are going to cause you in a close game to lose 5 yards of crack.
We're actually
and here we're talking
defensive
about bad,
offside.
Yeah.
So
and it's on Memorial.
Memorial was offsides. It's a five-yard gain.
But they do still have three straight, I think, offside penalties. So
for Chi High. So they're going to have it at about the 18-yard line. First and five, a minute 35 to go, clock stopped. Sorensen in that tight double-winged formation. Number 17 is under center. Talon to the right, Gavin to the left. Gets the snap, fakes the give to Gavin. Hands up the middle, and running up over the center is Tyler Benke. It's going to be a gain of about five and a first and ten for the Cardinals, a minute 30.
And they're just going to take this clock down. Beautiful job here. Plenty of time on the clock. But, you know, with their running, there's almost too much time on the clock. But
Easton Sorensen once again under center. Gets the snap. Hands off Talon Schiltz. He goes to the left. Talon Schiltz cuts back inside. Breaking tackles. It took three more Memorial players to bring him down at around the five-yard line. First and ten. Cardinals, a minute five to go. Chi High trying to punch in a fourth touchdown before the end of the first half, 56 seconds and counting. Sorensen under center, hands up to Benke up the middle, and he's stonewalled. He kind of swims his way down to the three. 45 seconds.
That's some time.
And a timeout's going to be taken here by Chi High. We'll step out, be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Fall's here and winter's coming. It's time to get your snow and ice equipment ready. And your local Boss dealer, Linings of Eau Claire, has genuine parts, accessories, and the service expertise to make sure you're ready to perform all season long. And while you're here, don't forget to check out our complete line of the best truck accessories available in the market. Go see Pete at Linings of Eau Claire off Highway 37 in Eau Claire or visit liningsofeauclaire.biz.
It's constant action at Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, and a water park, and so much more. Plus on-site restaurants and coffee. MetropolisResort.com. 43 seconds to go here in quarter number two. 21-0 Chi High. Chi High has two timeouts remaining, so do the old Abes. And an interesting decision to use a timeout there and not run more clock. Maybe trying to figure out the right call to punch in what could be a dagger right before the end of the half.
Ball sitting on the 3-yard line right now. We got three different players for Chi High that have touchdowns already, Gavin Talon and Deegan. Let's see if we get Tyler Benke the call here.
Sorensen under center. Gavin Schiltz motions to his left. Gets the handoff, and Talon Schiltz walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. He motioned from right to left, and nobody touched him. They fooled the whole defense, and it's 27-0 with the extra point coming up.
So Talon Schiltz now, I think, has five touchdowns on the season, putting them in a pretty good spot here.
Gavin Schiltz on to attempt the PAT. He's 3-for-3 from PATs. He's 0-for-1 on the field goal. And we're going to get a flag already, and we're going to have offsides on Memorial. So
I wonder if that would get coach to go for it.
Maybe
with 1 yard.
Maybe take a look.
Nope, they're just going to decline it.
So Chi High is going to decline the penalty and just attempt the PAT from Gavin Schiltz. 39 seconds to go. Cardinals leading 27-0. Snap is good. Ball is down. Kick is up. And Gavin Schiltz didn't miss that one. 39 seconds to go in quarter number two. 28-0 Cardinals. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Back-to-school season means early mornings, busy schedules, and nonstop hustle. Keep your family energized and hydrated with clean, delicious water from Gibson's Water Care. Pack those school lunch boxes with the best. Right now, get your free home water analysis. Gibson's is locally owned with American-made products and zero long-term contracts. Plus, their expert plumbers are on call for all your basic plumbing needs. Start the school year right. Visit GibsonsWaterCare.com today.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life.
That's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Anderson on the kickoff. Corey Wiseman makes the catch at the 10, cuts outside the hash marks to the 25 and roped to the ground at around the 28-yard line. 34 seconds to go in quarter number two, 28-0 Cardinals. And it'll be interesting to see the game plan for Memorial here. Do they test the waters and try to go put up points before half?
Yeah, that's always a good question here. You know, they don't have much of a chance of getting back into the game, but they could sure put themselves in a running clock situation for the entire second half if they do something bad here.
It's been a struggle to find offense for Eau Claire Memorial. I believe only one first down all game. They start this drive on their own 29, first and 10.
A total of 15 yards of offense right now. Chi-Hi clicking on every cylinder you can be clicking on. Let's see if Chi-Hi playing in a little bit more conservative defense gives them the opportunity. Looks like they're probably going to just run it.
Snap to Holmberg, give to Jepson. Over the right tackle, he cuts it back inside. Up the seam and roped to the ground at around the 32-yard line. The clock continues to run, and I believe that's going to be the final play of the first half. And a half dominated by the Cardinals. They put up four touchdowns, only allow 17 yards. And what a first half for the Cardinals, setting the tone first defensively. And the offense has been able to put up four touchdowns, 5 seconds remaining. Memorial's just going to let the clock tick down to zero. And we go to halftime with the Cardinals up 28-0. We'll have the halftime report on the other side of this break. It's 28 Cardinals here on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Some folks use AI for everything. Math, medical advice, social media posters that all oddly look alike. But when your house starts feeling like the inside of an oven, AI can't fix your AC. So call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning and get your home comfortable again. Wirzgala, keeping the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas cool since 1969.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
An auto loan payment doesn't have to stretch your budget. Whether you're buying your next vehicle or looking to refinance your current loan, Royal Credit Union offers a variety of loan options, fast decisions, and the freedom to choose a due date that works for you. Royal can help you get an affordable payment for the road ahead, so you can keep more room in your budget for what matters most. Apply for an auto loan today at rcu.org/ahead. Subject to credit approval.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Halftime here at Eau Claire Memorial High School. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, Carter Jagger, your broadcast crew. Carter, also part of our video crew, along with Micah Bailey and Gavin Bovee, Trayton Hoym, back at the WOGO studios in Halley, is our audio producer. Impressive first half. Chi High leading 28-0 at the break. And Dave Check, when you look at what the Cards did, certainly offensively put up 28 points and a half, probably left some meat on the bone there, but pretty efficient first half other than some of those setbacks with penalties, drive-killing penalties. But I think the headline here at the break is defense. Eau Claire Memorial managing, what, one first down and 15 yards of offense, or maybe slightly more. It really was a dominant defensive performance.
Yeah, absolutely outstanding on defense, and I think we expected that tonight. Didn't expect Memorial to be able to do too much to them, especially if we don't give them any time to pass back there. And absolutely the defensive line and the linebackers, and Coach Berger, I think, had a pretty good game plan dialed up to not give them any time to pass. Offensively, I mean, we've been able to do whatever we wanted. I'm a little bit disappointed because we tried our passing game. Not a ton of success on that yet, and I know we've got a quarterback that can absolutely light it up. So, you know, I'd love to see that. Love to see a little bit more of that. Had Kester coming up over the middle. Boy, that would have been beautiful right
that
there.
That was probably one you'd like to have back.
That would have made everything whole right there. You know, be clicking on all cylinders. Right now, really, the only cylinder we're not clicking on, though, is just the head penalties. You know, a couple of bonehead jumping off sides, way too many of those. We have to clean those up, but that's good. The coach has something to talk about. Keep the kids not get their heads too high. Beating a Memorial team, you know, and again, if it stays this way, the way we had to do it.
Yeah, going back to what Coach Rakovich told us, he said that first practice after the 50-22 win over DC Everest, he said, yeah, maybe they were reading their own press clippings a little bit, so to speak, or reading their own social media pages, and he said, hey, we kind of had to, you know, cut them down a little bit, bring them back to earth a little bit, and I think that's going to be a key here in that second half. Is you're up 28-0, the game's not in hand, but you feel like you're in a really good, comfortable spot. Do you get complacent, or do you come out with your hair on fire in the third quarter?
Yeah, and that's another thing the team has to learn, too. Do you have that ability to really put the gas down the entire game? As long as the coach allows you to put the gas down, you put the gas down. You got to have that killer instinct the entire game. So we'll see if they have that. As far as getting too big of a head after the game, I don't think this is a really good team. I don't think they're going to look at this game and say, oh boy, you know, we're a great team because we beat Eau Claire Memorial. They're going to be a team that thinks, we just got the job done, we did what we had to do this game, and now let's go focus on Menominee.
Business trip from Chippewa to Eau Claire. Again, good start. Chi High leading 28-0 at the half. We'll take a look and a listen to the stats coming up right after this on WOGO Sports. Chi High leading by 4 scores at halftime. Also an update from our friend Jason Bovee back at Duray Field. McDonald leading 34-14 over Spooner. That one also at the half. We're back after this on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design-build professionals.
Hello, Chippewa Falls. We're getting close. Close to opening. Close to you. The Aspirus Health Hospital, Emergency Department, and Clinic in Chippewa Falls is about to open. And we are now scheduling appointments where you'll be seen by trusted providers with deeply caring hearts. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we know the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
No one should walk through grief alone.
At Peterson Volker, we're honored to create a personalized service that honors your loved one and supports those left behind.
I'm Luke Lucier.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Mac Pickren.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, we are always here.
Here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Halftime here at Eau Claire Memorial, home of the Old Abes, former Big Rivers Conference rival for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, Chi High. After two quarters complete, leads at 28-0. It's time for our Check Law Office Check of the Stats, brought to you by the man himself, attorney Dave Check. Check Law Office, one of our great sponsors here on WOGO Sports. And Dave, we talked a little bit briefly about the defensive stats in terms of what Chi High is doing, but what jumps out at you? What are the stats saying after two quarters of play here that Chi High has, for the most part, dominated?
Well, definitely. I mean, tonight the stats do not lie. The score is exactly what you see from the stats. Eau Claire Memorial, 3-for-8 passing for a total of 12 yards. More impressively, they've ran the ball 14 times for a total of 5 yards, less than a half a yard per carry. Offensively, passing game, we tested the waters with probably more passing than we normally see. 10 attempts, 4 completions, total of 28 yards for Sorensen. Rushing game was absolutely outstanding. Let me give you the receptions first. Carter Stevang had 2 receptions for 8 yards. Anderson had 1 for 7 yards. And number 5, I didn't get a chance to write the name down, he had 1 catch.
Mason Chittenden.
Mason Chittenden, 1 catch for 13 yards. Rushing the ball, as you can expect, the Schultz brothers carrying the way for the most part. We have Gavin Schultz that wound up with 5 carries for 150 yards.
Wow.
Talon Schultz and the touchdown as well. Talon Schultz, 2 touchdowns on 7 carries for 55 yards. And then we also had 75 yards out of Tyler Benke on 9 carries. Also have a touchdown on 1 carry for Deegan McGinnis for a total of 4 yards. And Hettinger also had 2 carries for a total of 9 yards. That pretty much covers all the rushing that we had for Chi High. But as a team, you got to love the numbers. 24 carries for 293 yards. That's a 12-yard average. And 4 touchdowns, scoring a touchdown, 1 out of every 6 runs.
Just looking at the stats, the complete game stats last week against DC Everest, 55 rushes, 474 yards, 8.6 yards per carry, 6 rushing touchdowns. They're well on their way to that kind of night again.
Yeah, you know, and obviously it was more impressive against DC Everest, again, a team that we expect to compete for their conference. But, you know, that's what they've done to DC Everest the last couple of years, too. Offensively, they've been able to do whatever they wanted, and it's in years where DC Everest can also put up 40 that we've had problems. So, again, back to tonight's game, not a whole lot you can say other than, you know, Chi High is doing what they need to do. And again, like we talked about. Let's see what they come out in the second half and see how they take this. Do they get complacent? Are they ready to get on the bus and go home? Or are they having fun out there doing their job and getting things done right?
We'll take a listen to some of the highlights of the first half, a preview of your 24-7 Fiber Fast plays of the game. That's coming up right after this on WOGO Sports. Chi-High leading it at the break, 28-0.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
The heat this summer at Metropolis Resort. Stay two nights, get your third night free, giving your family even more time to play, relax, and make memories together. Splash in the Chaos Water Park, race go-karts in Action City, jump in the trampoline park, and enjoy great food all under one roof. No driving around, no over-planning. Book your summer stay today at MetropolisResort.com, where the fun never stops. MetropolisResort.com.
What's holding you back from living your best life? Is it a lingering injury, joint pain? Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to everything you've been missing. Wherever you are in western Wisconsin, the talented team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is here for you with the highest standards of orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Turning "I couldn't" into "I did" since 1954. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Learn more at cbosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Chi-High leading Memorial 28-0 at the break. We'll give you a little preview of your Fiber Fast plays of the game. It sounded like this on WOGO Sports with Carter Jagger on the call.
Now they're going to run in a third and one, get the first down, but look for them to keep it open.
Sorensen under center in their patented double wing offense. Gets the snap. Hands off. Gavin Schultz over the right guard. Up the middle. Gavin Schultz off to the right. He slips the tackle at the 30. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cardinals.
What an exciting play. And I'll tell you, you know, we're not going to get a chance to see the passing game. Not when the running game is getting 50 yards a crack.
It's an under center. Gavin Schultz motions to his left. Gets the handoff. And Talon Schultz walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. He motioned from right to left, and nobody touched him.
Your 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the half, plays of the game coming up after the third and fourth quarters are complete here on WOGO Sports. We will take a 60-second break, then quarter three begins back in 1 minute. This is Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports.
At 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
River Country Co-op convenience stores are bringing touchdown deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 15 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget a blitz with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Chi High football on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Cards leading Eau Claire Memorial 28-0. Caleb Swenson, Carter Jagger, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham, your WOGO Sports broadcast crew. Carter Jagger, along with Gavin Bovey and Micah Bailey, your video broadcast crew. And Trayton Hoym keeping the audio production going strong at the WOGO studios in Halley. Independent living, assisted living, rehab, live each day to the fullest with Chippewa Manor. Chippewa Manor is a 5-star rated facility with over 6 decades of experience and care that is always personalized for you. Learn more at ChippewaManor.com. That's ChippewaManor.com. Cards will receive the second half kick. They have the lead 28-0 and a chance again with a strong drive to start the third quarter to put this one into running clock territory. Kick is returned from the 15 laterally across the 18-yard line and spilled at the 19. Good kick coverage by Memorial.
Number 8 out there, Mr. Everything, offense and defense.
Silas Bonner.
That's a big guy making that speed tackle.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. That's Wynn Family Dentistry.
So, ball's on the 19-yard line to start, and they are going to start out wide.
Three receivers to the left, single receiver to the right for Easton Sorensen, the 6'4 sophomore. Back to pass. He's going to flare out left side. Got him in at the 20, 25, up to the 30-yard line and scampering out of bounds is Schiltz.
Benke with a, looks like a 15, maybe 16-yard play.
Bonner once again on the stop.
Yeah, single sets backs with trips to the left, and he threw left. Perfectly thrown ball, caught him in stride. Was able to outrun the defensive end and made a nice gain.
Absolutely beautiful Friday night underneath the lights here on WOGO Sports. Going spread once again. Three receivers right, single receiver to the left. Easton Sorensen on the bootleg to his right. Now he's going to tuck it and keep the 6'4 sophomore across the 40, 45, 50, and ushered out of bounds. Easton Sorensen churning the legs. Jepson on the stop eventually, but Easton Sorensen showing that he's not just a rocket arm. He's got some movement as well. 11:41 on the clock here in the third quarter. Chi High leading 28-0. Leadership, community, dedication, teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office in Chippewa Falls making you part of the team. Glad to have Dave as part of our broadcast team here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Chi High up 4 scores, looking for more. Going spread once again. Three receivers to the left, single receiver to the right for Easton Sorensen with a tailback right behind him. Sorensen calls for the ball, looks over the middle, floats it high, reaching out and not quite able to make the grab was Carter Stevang, the sophomore, 5'11", 165. And Stevang's actually been a pretty frequent target here.
Yes, I thought Talon Schiltz might have been open on the post pattern on the other side. I don't know what the progression that Sorensen had there, what number it would have been to look at him, but he just floated that one a little bit high, could have had Stevang on that one. And Stevang has been, I think, his leading receiver
Well, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Again, the spread look. Three left, single receiver right. Back to pass, Ethan Sorensen. Immediate heavy pressure. He's going to escape two defenders in the backfield. Still rolling out past the 50. Tucks it and runs into Memorial territory. Ethan Sorensen getting what he can and grabbing half of what he needs for a first down. Showing off the wheels, Allen.
Well, that was a yes, it was. He rolled out, made a nice run, and now he got injured. That was a late hit out of bounds. I'm surprised there's not a flag there, but he got tackled at the knees. Hope he's okay. He's going to come off for a few plays.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you don't want out of your quarterback. You want to get him some practice there, but he absolutely cannot get hit and run. If he gets hit on a sack, it is what it is. But
that's going to bring in Bo Ashley, 6'4", 210-pound junior. So Ashley will bring them to the line on a third and three from the Memorial 44-yard line. Back to the double wing, double tight formation. Give on the right side and spill into the backfield. Nowhere to go for Schiltz.
I don't understand the forward progress there that they brought him back all 6 yards. That's a loss of six for Schiltz there.
That was Jace Larson who absolutely exploded into the backfield.
And that was number 11 from the, I think number 11 it was, from the D-tackle position that really collapsed that initially, and then 23 with the cleanup, was maybe that, 17.
Was that Gavin Schiltz or Talon? Number one.
That was.
Or no. He's punting.
Gavin Schiltz now back to punt. I believe just his second punt of the night. It has not been a frequent occurrence, and they're going to fake it. Gavin Schiltz, look out, 50, 45, 40, and a big collision, and that should be enough for a Chi High first down. How about the Cards with a little trickeration? We'll take another look at that.
First and 10 for the Cardinals, ball spotted at the O-H, 35-yard line.
All the way down to the 35.
You know, sometimes you have your quarterback as your punter, and there's always the chance he's gonna drop back and throw it. But here, when you've got Gavin Schiltz, there's a chance he could take it and run. I don't know if that was a called play or just something he saw, but nice first down pickup.
Good to see Sorensen healthy back in there.
And they'll immediately go spread with Easton Sorensen, the 6'4", lanky sophomore quarterback. Back to pass. It's a pretty clean pocket. He's going to go deep down the seam and overshoots his intended receiver.
That was Talon Schiltz open running down the seam.
I think maybe he just saw him so wide open and kind of like Brett Favre used to do from time to time, just sailed it a bit.
Well, this is a good quarterback with a great arm, and we need to get him settled down and into this season. And this is a good way of doing it, like you talked about. If he sails a few of them here, we can afford it.
First and 10, Chi High from the 37 of Memorial. Four receivers wide, split evenly left and right. With Banky behind him and the give to Banky right side. Banky makes a man miss at the 30-yard line, spins out of another tackle, and Banky driving hard inside the 25. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. Quality Propane and Fuels. .com. Clock rolling under 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Memorial has not seen the ball this half, and they might get it back with a running clock.
Cardinals now at the 25-yard line. Again, four wide. Twin receivers left and right. Banky right behind Easton Sorensen. Straight drop goes right side. Diving attempt incomplete. Threw it just a little bit low. He was looking for Stevang again. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers always at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com.
Memorial using man-to-man defense on these wide receivers and one cut, you know, for Schiltz, and he's open.
Three receivers to the left, single receiver to the right. Sorensen calls for the ball. Looking left the whole way, he's got a man out in the flat. That's Stevang. Bounces off one tackle, then is taken down heavily at the 22-yard line. River Country Co-op reminds you to support Chi High Athletics by fueling up the Senex Spirit Pumps. A percentage of every sale goes towards the athletic programs in our local schools. Stop by at any of the River Country Co-op 15 Senex locations. That's River Country Co-op. River Country Co-op. 3rd and 9 for Chi High. Leading 28-0. Just inside the 25-yard line. Three receivers right, single receiver left for Sorensen. Clean pocket, floats it right side. He's got a man, that's Kestner. Kestner stuttering. Kestner getting loose. Kestner bouncing to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
That's what we like to see there. Nice pass, but more importantly, great blocking that got Kestner into the end zone.
Ian Kestner.
22-yard touchdown for Kestner. Really nice setup screenplay there.
34-0 Chippewa Falls as we take another look at it at our WOGO Sports instant replay. Little bubble screen following his blocking and then doing the rest solo. Ian Kestner. And Chi High has a chance for a running clock here if they can convert the PAT. We have whistles stopping play for a moment. 34-0 is our score right now.
Now, it'll be interesting to see how fast Kestner really is because he's one of those players that just has outstanding game speed. Just has a way of getting wide open. And if he gets that ball, he's usually gone.
I don't like that play. So there's a 15-yard penalty after the play. Talk about that when we come back. But first,
so you watch these extra points here, and you almost wonder if people should be parking where they do in Eau Claire Memorial.
When you see the Schultz boot kicking. From Schultz.
Yeah, I mean, he boots it. That ball right there is to the end of the track. About
drives
10 feet
it
away
through.
From the car.
35-0. It's a running clock when we come back. 1 minute on WOGO Sports, and we return 35-0 Chi High.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Fall's here and winter's coming. It's time to get your snow and ice equipment ready. And your local Boss dealer, Linings of Eau Claire, has genuine parts, accessories, and the service expertise to make sure you're ready to perform all season long. And while you're here, don't forget to check out our complete line of the best truck accessories available in the market. Go see Pete at Linings of Eau Claire off Highway 37 in Eau Claire or visit liningsofeauclaire.biz.
Russell Severson has it on the tee for Chi High as they now lead 35-0 over Eau Claire Memorial. Severson, the run-up and the right-footed boot. It's a squibber that's going to take a high bounce inside the 40-yard line. A great, actually, shortstop-esque stop at about the 32-yard line. I think that was Wiseman for the Old Abes, and they will have pretty decent starting field position. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off. Neither does Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. They're available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Call them anytime. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707, 839-0707, or go to wurzgala.com. Should be noted, they were Chi High was kicking from 15 yards further back because of an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty assessed after that touchdown. And so, again, it figured to be good starting field position for the Old Abes, and it is. We're in a running clock now with Holmberg back to pass. He has a clean pocket. He rainbows deep down the right sideline, and a diving attempt, and it's caught inside the 30-yard line. Oh, my goodness. In heavy traffic, a beautiful catch by Zach Johnson. He just went up and got that.
34-yard catch.
Good throw, good pitch and catch as well.
Yeah, actually pretty good coverage by number 7 for the Cardinals. Just
that was Enzo Isham, and again, Isham maybe got turned around just a little bit. That kept him from making a play on the ball himself. batted down.
That's play number three, where if you can somehow come up with it, you have nothing but green. 22.
Drew Musser, who had the huge sack in week one, and knocked that one down. And like you said, he had 65 yards of real estate in front of him.
Now we got
the lights flickering here. I think that's intentional, right?
Maybe. I would think it would be intentional, as they're obviously working, unless the refs are blowing the whistle.
And now they're back on. This is someone bumped a button.
All right, now we're rolling. Looks like the ball's actually at the 34-yard line.
All right, first and 10, Eau Claire Memorial. Still a running clock. Holmberg flushed out to his right. Heavy pressure. He's under duress. Floats it right side, harmlessly into the sideline.
Yeah, he had him. That time the cornerback or outside linebacker had to make a decision between rushing the quarterback, and he did. He rushed the quarterback, leaving the wide receiver open, but floated it over the top of him.
At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Dr. McCarthy, Dr. Crow, Dr. Berg, thank you to Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. 35-0 Chi High, midway through the third quarter. Holmberg, Rainbows deep on the right sideline, got a man open, reaches up, makes the catch into the end zone, touchdown. Eau Claire Memorial, a beautiful pitch and catch from 34 yards out, and that is what the lights were for.
Yeah, it would appear that they were just practicing and didn't think that they were going to get a chance. But
Nostradamus there, whoever's running those lights, apparently they knew that was coming.
It was a really nice ball. He threw that early, on time. Receiver made a good play on it. Good coverage. The coverage is there, but just a better play on the offense.
So that's two 33-yard catches in a row for Memorial to put them into the touchdown.
6:16. Now the clock stops here.
Now that is on our third string secondary, so just to be noted.
Lucas Arndorfer will hold this one. The kick is blocked.
That could be. No, you don't get the score in high school.
How about the block?
In the old days, that would have been 2 points the other way.
That might have been Isaiah Hermans who got in there quickly and was first. Either way, we'll step out and be back in 30 seconds. We'll take a 30-second break and be back after this on WOGO Sports.
Back-to-school season means early mornings, busy schedules, and nonstop hustle. Keep your family energized and hydrated with clean, delicious water from Gibson's Water Care. Pack those school lunchboxes with the best. Right now, get your free home water analysis. Gibson's is locally owned with American-made products and zero long-term contracts. Plus, their expert plumbers are on call for all your basic plumbing needs. Start the school year right. Visit GibsonsWaterCare.com today.
Third quarter, 6:16 to play. Chi High leading 35-6 over Eau Claire Memorial. Caleb Swenson along with Carter Jagger, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham, your broadcast crew. Micah Bailey, Carter Jagger, and Gavin Bovey, your WOGO Sports video crew on hand. Trayton Hoym, our audio producer back at the WOGO home base in Howie. And thank you so much to all of the great sponsors that you see and hear during these broadcasts, making it possible for us to bring you Chi High and McDonald Athletics, football and volleyball, all season long. Don't forget, we just had our first volleyball broadcast, and you can check those out from the BRC WVC invite from Wausau West. Those are available for replay on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Schiltz is back deep to receive. On the tee, Miles Olson has it, the 5'10 sophomore for Eau Claire Memorial. Run up and a left-footed boot. This is high, carrying end over end, but short, fielded by Schiltz at the 16-yard line. Schiltz across the 15-yard line and up to, rather, the 25 and up to about the 29-yard line. And that's where Chi High will start, first and 10. It'll be 6:11 on the clock.
Here we go with a lot of the backups on the offense. Now the offensive line giving the starters a breather.
Well, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. That's White City Glass. White City Glass. 35-6 Chi High. About halfway through the third quarter here from this beautiful new facility at Eau Claire Memorial. Of course, inaugurated last year, but our first chance to come down here and broadcast. First and 10 from their own 29 for Chi High. Feed off the left side. That's going to be, I think, Drew. Gavin Dixon. Dixon listed at 5'10", 160-pound sophomore. Jepson has been a very familiar name on defense for Eau Claire Memorial. Abbott Jepson, the 6-foot junior, and he makes the stop. Aspirus Health, bringing clinical, hospital, and emergency services to Chippewa Falls. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Ashley, give off the right side. 40, 45-yard line, cutting inside attack was Corbin Berg, and Berg up near midfield.
Really nice job by the line holding on the blocks and giving him the edge, and Berg did a good job scooting around.
And we'll get you caught up as we're able here with all the new names and faces coming in. Bo Ashley is now at quarterback. Ashley, 6'4", and a junior. Back to the line. Right wing back is Gavin Dixon. Crisscross, Berg has it. He's dragged down right at midfield. Larson on the stop for Eau Claire Memorial as we are under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter, 35-6. Chippewa Falls. Independent living, assisted living, rehab. Live each day to the fullest with Chippewa Manor. Chippewa Manor is a 5-star rated facility with over 6 decades of experience and care that is always personalized for you. Learn more at ChippewaManor.com. That's ChippewaManor.com. Ashley, back to pass. He's going to float it down the left side, and he's got a man. That's Berg, over-the-shoulder catch. Beautifully done inside the 35-yard line. Let's take another look at that one here in our WOGO Sports Instant Replay. How about the pitch and catch? Both quarterbacks getting a chance to show off the arm talent a little bit here.
I know during camp or leading up to the season, there was a real quarterback competition up right up until game week, and so there's not much drop off with Ashley.
Ashley, the handoff right up the middle, fighting toward another Chi High first down.
Yes, number 40, Bockenfield.
And that's a new running back for Chi High, Deacon Bockenfield, 5'9", 195 pounds. Sophomore at the 23 of Eau Claire Memorial now. Clock continuing to wind. Ashley brings them back to the line. Double wing formation. There's the crisscross. Berg dancing his way between a couple defenders inside the 20 and down to about the 18. Still a little shy of the line to gain. The sophomores, Allen, getting a chance to do some work here.
I was going to say, hey, Berg, he's got some real juice, doesn't he? He's got some quick cuts, and maybe you developed that a little bit from watching the Schultz brothers for all these years, but he's a fine running back in his own right.
Cards in the red zone, leading 35-6, second and 4 from the Memorial 17-yard line. Two tight ends, two wingbacks, and a fullback, man in motion left to right. Give to that cutting man inside the 15-yard line. That's Berg. Berg to the 5, twisting close to the goal line. He's not going to quite get there. But Corbin Berg, the 5'10", 155-pounder, is doing everything he can to get into the end zone. All the way down to the 2. Feed the beast again, right? Give him an opportunity.
So the Cardinals are really stretching my ability to keep stats here. I'm going to have to wind up adding a few more lines here. Not used to doing that, but we have, I think, 10 different running backs that we've seen carry the ball so far.
I mean, taking what they did last week and just improving upon it. First and goal from the 2-yard line. Wheeling and giving to Bockenfield. Bockenfield straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Bockenfield makes it 41-6. Deacon with, I dare say, his first varsity touchdown. And let's take another look at that.
Yeah, Bockenfeld is a sophomore, 5'9", 195. I think you're pretty safe to say that's his first varsity touchdown.
How good is that sophomore class? There's a number of guys that are in here now that are 10th graders.
Looking for their sixth touchdown of the day. The PAT splits the uprights. Chi High back up in running clock fashion. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Chi High Football on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Severson, the 6'2" junior kicker, has it on the tee, drives the right leg into it. This is a good kick, and that's going to bounce to the 1 yard line and into the end zone. Talk about Gavin Schultz's leg, but Russell Severson. That was an absolute rocket off the right leg. 2:27 to go in the third quarter. Chi High leading 42-6. Guys, and the running clock is now back in effect.
And here's the thing with this defense. You're rolling out second and third string guys, but that's what they do all the time is they run about three deep at most of the positions. So, you know, what do you do? It's not like you're keeping your starters out exactly, but everybody you have is, you know, pretty talented that at, you know, at least three deep.
42-6 Chi High, 2:27 to play. Eau Claire Memorial, their last possession, really looks sharp through the air. Two receivers right, single receiver to the left. Two men flanking the quarterback. Give on the delay right up the middle. Chi High looking pretty stout. And a gain of about three. That was Jepson on the carry. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin. That's Grace Home Respiratory. Right around the two-minute mark now. Handoff off the right side. Chi High again. Right at the point of attack. Not giving much running room. Lucas Arndorfer is in at quarterback, the 5'9", 175-pound sophomore. And we have a whistle and a stoppage, I believe an official's timeout here. And maybe a player is shaken up.
Absolutely beautiful view of the full moon right across from us.
This facility, again, Coach Westcott had even mentioned, and just a tip of the cap to him, he'd even mentioned beforehand, he said, hey, let us know your review, so to speak. Is there anything we can do to be better hosts? Is there anything about the facility that you think could be improved upon? Really appreciate the hospitality here at Eau Claire Memorial. And again, just a gorgeous, gorgeous place to play and watch and broadcast football here at the home of the Old Abes.
We do need a garbage can over here on the visitor sidelines.
All right. We'll mark that down in our post-game review. Yeah, Memorial player coming off a little gingerly. That's Chase Schultz, the senior linebacker and running back. And hopefully he's able to get back to action very soon. Coming up after the game, we'll have the Post Glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. That's petersonvolker.com. Clock is now running again. Arndorfer back to pass. He's going to flare it out left side. Got a man who dodges the tackle, Jackson Zuliger. Zuliger takes a couple Chi High defenders with him. A minimal gain.
It was number 14 that made the, it was Deegan McGinnis on defense that made the initial hit. Didn't bring him down.
Slowed him down.
Slowed him down enough, and it's fourth and one from the 29.
Well, Linings of Eau Claire is your local dealer for Boss Plows, Spartan Mowers, and UTVs. Visit their website today at liningsofeauclaire.biz. That's liningsofeauclaire.biz, just off Highway 37 South. Appreciate their support of high school football here on WOGO Sports. Final minute of the third quarter, a fourth and one. Three receivers wide. Arndorfer looking to try to draw Chi High offsides. And now we will have a whistle and a timeout. We will take a 30-second break. We are back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. Chi High up big on the road at Memorial.
Sunny below. Foot of snow.
What? What? Oh, man. A dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wurzgalla can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
To serve again, Wurzgalla Company.
Welcome back to Eau Claire Memorial High School on an absolutely gorgeous late August night here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Chi High leading 42-6. Caleb Swenson, Carter Jaeger, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham, your WOGO Sports broadcast crew. It's a fourth and one. We've seen Memorial go for it. We've seen them quick kick. See what the call is here. Fourth and one from their own 29. They will go for it, plunging right into the line and being stormed back. No, sir. Chi High denies Eau Claire Memorial.
It's number nine leading the charge with a big play. Isaiah Hermans again.
Called his name a couple times.
Now, what's the spot here?
They're saying, which is interesting because remember when Chi High had a loss of six and he was hit right at the line of scrimmage. They took him all the way back 6 yards on a terrible call. And then here they give him forward progress somehow when he, there's no way he made that line of scrimmage.
Well, we showed the replay anyway. You can see and judge for yourself.
But what are you doing if you're Memorial on that fourth and one and going for that play?
That'll bring us to the end of the third quarter. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. The final frame coming up.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Well, it's quarter number four here on Thursday night. 42-6, Cardinals lead the Old Abes. The backups are in for Eau Claire Memorial. Lucas Arndorfer in the gun, first and 10 at their own 30. Slot right, single man left. Arndorfer gets the snap, hands up. Jace Larson runs up the middle over the center, and he's wrapped up and dropped at around the 30 by a group of Cardinals.
So here's an interesting factoid for you. On that fourth down, they gained 1 yard and actually raised their average yards per carry.
That's how good the Cardinals defensively have been tonight. We talked about it at halftime, only 17 yards of offense for the Abes and one first down.
And the rushing has been completely dominating all night. Again, they gave up those two passes for 33 yards and a touchdown. That's really been it for Memorial. One breakdown, one really good play on that pass and catch.
Arndorfer on first and 10 gets the snap, fakes the handoff, fires left. It's going to be caught and wrapped up and dropped. Is Luke Reich with the catch on the tackle for Chi High.
10 yards.
Mason Chitnett. So first and 10, Old Abes. A double slants on the outside there. He was able to sneak it over his slot receiver. Marked at the 41-yard line, first and 10. 10:47 and counting to go in the game. 42-6, Tri-High leads. Arndorfer in the gun slot, right, single man left. He gets the snap, flags fly, and I believe we're going to get a false start on Memorial.
Notice even having their JV out there, and they got number 7 out there. I don't know what kind of height he has for them, but that's Jack Majeski. It looks like 6'4", and he's a junior. Like I said, Memorial always has just a complete slate of 6'4", 6'5", wide receivers, it seems. It's a mental error on their part now, and it's going to be at the 35-yard line.
So first and 15 now for the Old Abes. Arndorfer in the gun, same grouping, slot right, single man left, gets the snap, hands off to Abbott Jepps, and he tries to bounce it outside and is roped, wrapped up and run out of bounds at around the 39-yard line. Dane Krista forced him out. It's going to be second and 11. 9:44 and counting. All the backups in for the Old Abes. Most of the backups in for Chi High defensively. Some confusion here for Memorial on offense. They get it all figured out. Slot left, single man right. Arndorfer in the gun. Abbott Jepson on his right hip. Arndorfer barking out signals, gets the snap, drops the throw, looks left, now fires right. It's going to be at the feet of Jack Majeski. Incomplete. And it's going to bring up third and 11. Obviously, running clock here. So about 9:07 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think Caleb planned it that way so that you getting the second and fourth quarter, you're getting shortchanged here on the calls. It's that experience of Caleb, the veteran.
So third and 11 at the 39. 28-0 lead for the Cardinals at halftime. Four touchdown performance and stifling defense have led the way throughout. Second and third and 11. Snap to Arndorfer, back to pass. Looks right, fires over the middle, and it's nearly intercepted. Higdon got dumped at around the 50-yard line by the safety Mason Based. But the ball fluttered harmlessly to the ground, and it's fourth and 11. And the punting unit's out for Memorial. And the Chi High defense holds strong once again.
It's good to see if the Cardinals can put together an 8-minute drive, which is entirely possible with a running clock.
And the way they run the football takes up a ton of time, unless they score very quickly like they're prone to do. Abbott Jepson gets the snap. The punt is going to be tipped.
Partially blocked.
Still going to roll out of bounds at around the 28-yard line. Mark at the 27.
Was that 14 that got a hold of that?
Yeah, Deegan McGinnis.
Came right up the middle, and he got his right paw on it. Abbott Jepson got just enough. And the ball rolls out at the 28. So the Cardinals have it first and 10 as Bo Ash. Nope, that's going to be the third backup. Corbin Berg out there at quarterback now for the Cardinals. 7:19 and counting, first and 10 on their 0-27. Berg's going to come out under center. Double wing formation for Chi High. Berg gets the snap, hands off, and getting dropped in the backfield is Riley Mayer. A really good tackle by Gage Yakish for the Old Abes.
So loss of 4 on the play, it looks like.
It's going to bring up second and 14. And some of the starters on defense still in for Eau Claire Memorial. Chi High all on their backups by now and kind of showed there a little bit. Karsten Smalzel, excuse me, is the quarterback. And we're going to get a offsides on the defense before the snap. So encroachment's going to get all the yards that Chihai back just lost. They're going to get all of it back in and an extra yard, so it's going to become 2nd and 9, 6:14 to go in the fourth quarter. A relatively clean game penalty-wise for both teams as under center comes Smuzzle. Gets the snap. Hands off and up the middle, making a couple moves, sprinting across the 35, rolls to a stop around the 42, is number 23, Carson Ramis. And a good gain picks up the first down for Chihai. Ball spotted directly on. They're going to mark it, or walk it back 3 yards and mark it at the 42-yard line.
Another ball carrier for you, Dave.
Yeah, I got that. 14 yards, though. Give it to them. I mean, these guys are actually helping the varsity's offense, not hurting it too much here. I mean, granted, the varsity over 10 yards a carry, 11.48.
Smuzzle under center, gets the snap, hands around the right side. It's Mayer. Mayer outside the numbers, 50. Down the sideline, 45-40. Cuts it back inside, 35-30. And he's finally roped to the ground.
This one's coming back, hold at the 45-yard line.
Jack,
beautiful run being called back.
Majetsky made the touchdown-saving tackle, but a block in the back is going to get called on Chihai, so wipe out the run and march it backwards.
Yeah, that flag was thrown at the 45-yard line, so they're going to wind up with a first and about 18, it looks like, 19.
So both teams have had penalties on this drive for the Cardinals. 4:41 and counting left in this one. The Cardinals demolishing the Old Abe's 42-6. So at the 35-yard line, it's going to be first and about 17. Under center is Smuzzle. He's going to get the snap, hand it right up the middle, and running over a defender, rolling all the way to about the 49-yard line, is number 11, Isaac Duex. So Duex picks up about 10 yards. It brings up 2nd and 8 on their own 44-yard line. Memorial trying to end the night strong with a stop, but on a day that's been dominated by the Chihai defense, they have put up running clock on Memorial. 3:49 and counting. Smuzzle gets the snap. Pitches out to Enzo Isham. Enzo Isham around the right side across the 50, 45. Still stays on his feet and stepped out of bounds at around the 44-yard line of Eau Claire Memorial. And it's 1st and 10, Chihai. Another ball carrier.
What number was he?
Number 7, Enzo Isham on the carry.
And he was getting some carries last game.
So Chihai picks up yet another first down with yet another run. As
7 different running backs just in the backups alone.
Really good block out on the edge by Jacoby Olsen. Smuzzle under center. Motions Mayer outright. We got a false start on the Cardinals. Looked like their left guard flinched a touch just before the snap. So mark it back 5 yards to the 49. It's going to be 1st and 15.
Well, I think you're going to get your wish here. The Chihai offense, you know, churning, but working against themselves at times, but running the ball effectively and could very well run the clock out of this game.
2 minutes and 37 seconds to go. Karsten Smuzzle went to the sideline to get the play. He has hustled back out onto the field, standing on the Memorial logo at the 49.5-yard line. He's going to be under center. Isaac Duex straight behind him, gets the snap, hands off to Mayer. He's going to run up the middle. Isaac Mayer still on his feet, finally rolled to a stop at the 35, mark at the 36.
There's a junior running back. He's got a nice burst when he hit that hole.
He's going to set up a 2nd and about 2 yards to go. Riley Mayer, a 5'10 junior. 165 pounds as Enzo Isham checks out. Carson Ramis in for him. Smuzzle under center, the third string quarterback. Getting quality snaps tonight on varsity. Gets the snap, hands off over the left side, breaking a couple tacklers. Is Carson Ramis just in the game? He's across the 30 and brought down on the hash marks at about the 27-yard line. Gage Yakish on the tackle, a minute 19 to go. And the Cardinals well on their way to going 2-0 to start the season and taking care of business today.
You know, these young guys are begging Coach Rako to take a timeout so they can get some more carries.
I think they're probably just one more first down. They'd be sitting on it if not here.
First and 10, ball at the 27 of Memorial. Gets the snap, hands off on the outside. A stiff arm from Riley Mayer outside the numbers to 10. Stiff arms at the 5 and run out of bounds. Markham at the 5. Matthew Escher forced him out, but a good burst of speed there by Mayer, and he almost caught the edge and was gone. It's going to be first and goal for the Cardinals. 30 seconds left.
So these backups, I got to add these up, but I think they actually are averaging over 10 themselves.
Under center is Smallzall. And he's going to get the snap. He's going to drop to a knee. And with that, the Chi-High Cardinals are going to roll their way to a 42-6 win and a 2-0 record to begin the year. A dominating performance from this defense, a dominating performance from this run game, and really no wrong tonight done for the Cardinals. Your final score from Eau Claire Memorial is 42 Cardinals, Eau Claire Memorial 6. We'll be back with the post-game show here on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi-High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Sunny below. Foot of snow.
What? Oh, man. A dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wirzgala can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory-authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP. Your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin. And online at ghr-ec.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. We'll have your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. But first, down on the field, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals high-fiving the faithful who've come to see them. They'll be singing the school song. We'll chat live down on the field with Alan Dunham and Chi High head coach Chuck Rakovich as well. All ahead here on the Post Glass Post Game Show as Chi High wins it 42-6. Put a running clock on Eau Claire Memorial in the second half. Not sure if we're going to be able to get Coach Rakovich on camera or not, just because of some connection issues here tonight, but we'll get the audio for sure. Thank you again to our video crew, Carter Jagger, along with Gavin Bovey and Micah Bailey. So down on the field shortly with Alan Dunham and Chi High head coach Chuck Rakovich. Again, Post Glass Post Game Show. They're now hiring at Post Glass and Mirror for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Alan with head coach Chuck Rakovich for Chi High.
Just a minute here while Brandon finishes up his interview.
We'll give way. Brandon Berg is always, again, from the Chippewa Herald, is just always so polite in giving us first dibs at chatting with Coach. So we will wait our turn and then see if we are able to connect with Chi High head coach Chuck Rakovich in just a moment here on WOGO Sports as Chi High wins it 42-6. We like to have our on-field camera, but we may need to zoom in with our main camera on Coach Chuck Rakovich and Alan in just a moment here.
I'm really zoomed in, so it should be.
Alan, as always, is just much more professional than the rest of us when it looks like.
Hey, let's walk. I want to grab that. I think that's one of our kids who love you.
Coach, congratulations on the win. It's always good, obviously, to get a win coming down here and play Memorial. You know, face them a lot of times, a familiar opponent. But it's remarkable how many seniors that you guys have in your team. What's it like to have that kind of depth?
Well, let's not just talk about depth. Let's talk about the type of kids they are. They're just phenomenal human beings. And, you know, you can have 100 seniors on the teams, but if they're not good people, doesn't mean anything. And we got great kids, and not just the seniors, let's not single them out, our juniors and sophomores. I haven't got to know the freshmen very much yet, but we got great kids.
Yeah, no question about it. We love the Chippewa community, and it's one thing that you always emphasize. I know at the times I've been around the program, your seniors, they've got to be guys who serve, they got to be involved in the community. You do a good job of developing these young men, and we see that. But just singling out the seniors, because they are so deep. I mean, when's the last time you had 10-plus running backs get carries?
I don't know. I suppose it's been a while. I don't know.
I mean, that really speaks to how well you guys did in this game. You controlled. I think the Memorial had maybe one or two first downs the whole first half. I mean, is that a part of the strength of the team, is how you can keep guys fresh and you're putting different people in the game?
Well, it's like I said to somebody else tonight, when we substitute, it doesn't matter where, what position, who it is, our performance doesn't drop. We got a lot of bullets we can throw in the old chamber.
Yeah, and this conference is very tough. It's very physical. You're just getting started. There's going to be some injuries, but when you have depth like that, and like you say, there's not much of a drop off.
that becomes a real weapon as you get into this tough BRC season.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about depth. It's 100%. You know, let's look at Memorial tonight. You know, they have no depth, and it hurt them. Them kids were gassed by the end of the first quarter, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Now, Easton Sorensen, sophomore quarterback, really talented kid, but definitely see he's kind of learning the ropes out there as he's going. What do you hope to see in him progression, you know, into the next week?
Well, you know, look at the kid. He's got the height. He's got the arm. He's smart. He's a leader. The kids love him. And what we did tonight, was the second half to start it out with, where we went all spread. You know, we're just getting his game feet underneath him with a little more confidence. Yeah. He's got a great future, let me tell you.
Yeah. And then you got talented running backs, with the Schultz brothers, especially Talon, had a great game again. How do you kind of try to balance the offense so defense can't just key in on one talented player like that?
Well, that's the scheme of things. It's how you look at the scout film and, you know, what you're going to do and how you're going to counteract this and that, and it's calling the proper play at the right time. And, you know, it's no different than what the NFL, major college, small college, high school, youth football, we all try to do the same thing. We all try to exploit the defense by manipulating our offense, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a year it feels like the complimentary football is really there. You're in all phases of the game. You have a strong kicking game. The offense is so solid, both the run and the pass, and then the defense. Coach Berger really has the boys playing, and it feels like they're 2-3 deep at every position. Do you feel like this is one of the more well-rounded teams you've had in a little bit?
Yeah, this is something that we've all been waiting for quite a while.
Okay. Hey, just one more question. You've had two Thursday night games. Now you go back and you start to get into the meat of the BRC schedule, starting with, you know, Friday games. I think we host Menominee. How do you set the boys up here with the practice schedule?
Well, the past two Sundays we practiced, but we won't do that anymore. We've got tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, our varsity's off. They go home. They can rest up. They can work. They can go fishing. They can do whatever they want. We're going to give them time off to get rested and healed up, and then we'll go to work on Monday, and the rest of the season will be Monday through Friday.
Okay. Congratulations again, Coach. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Alan Dunham down on the sideline with our own head coach Chuck Rakovich as Chi High wins it 42-6 here on WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. We'll take a quick 1-minute break and be back after this with your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game and the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. That's all ahead in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football.
Fall's here and winter's coming. It's time to get your snow and ice equipment ready. And your local Boss dealer, Linings of Eau Claire, has genuine parts, accessories, and the service expertise to make sure you're ready to perform all season long. And while you're here, don't forget to check out our complete line of the best truck accessories available in the market. Go see Pete at Linings of Eau Claire off Highway 37 in Eau Claire or visit liningsofeauclaire.biz.
Back-to-school season means early mornings, busy schedules, and nonstop hustle. Keep your family energized and hydrated with clean, delicious water from Gibson's Water Care. Pack those school lunch boxes with the best. Right now, get your free home water analysis. Gibson's is locally owned with American-made products and zero long-term contracts. Plus, their expert plumbers are on call for all your basic plumbing needs. Start the school year right. Visit GibsonsWaterCare.com today.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Thankful to head coach Chuck Rakovich along with our own Alan Dunham. Always great to get Coach Rako's thoughts post-game, and now it's time for the Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. One of life's biggest decisions deserves an expert, not just an agent. When you're buying or selling a home, Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors are names you know and names you trust right here in Chippewa Falls. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovee.com, or find Holly on Facebook. And Dave Check, again, First half stats, dominant defensively. Huge first half running for Gavin Schiltz, actually, after Talon Schiltz ran for 160-plus yards last week. I think Gavin nearly had that in the first half. But overall, again, running back by committee with some standout performances, but just a dominating, dominating defensive effort here tonight for Chad.
And I think that's the most impressive thing on the both sides of the ball is that it was a team effort all around. It really, and it comes to when you make me pick a player of the game, I no idea who it's going to be. Actually, I can tell you who it's going to be, and I will in a second. But defensively, you know, the Cardinals absolutely outstanding, gave up two big 33-yard passes. That's it, literally the entire game. Memorial winds up 7 for 17 for 92 yards and one touchdown passing. The rushing game, they never got going. 19 carries for 15 yards, less than a yard per carry. Stopped them on a huge, on a couple of huge, I think they stopped them on 2 fourth and ones, but they said we only stopped them on one. Either
officially.
Way, they got 1 yard and somehow got a first down on that. But offensively, just an absolute dominating game. The big runner was Gavin Schiltz, had 7 carries for 159 yards and a touchdown. Talon Schiltz, 7 carries for 55 yards, but he still wound up with 2 touchdowns. Tyler Behnke, 10 carries for 85 yards. A couple others there in the mix. Passing, we were Easton Sorensen was 7 for 16 for 68 yards and a touchdown. His backup came in, and he was also 1 for 1 for 16 yards. I think what's impressive is if you look at this, what the varsity did is the varsity was 29 for 333 yards rushing, 11.48 per carry. The JV and some sophomore team came in and kept that 11-yard average up as well. So we wind up as a team over 11 yards per carry. The JV came in, and they were 14 for 140, so they were 10 yards, kept it up. Offensively, we wind up with 84 yards passing, 473 yards rushing, and an 11-yard average.
They had 474 last week.
Including the JV, which is – and that's why – here's the thing. When we look back at this game, is anybody going to put it on a plaque or say who did I pick as player of the game? No. So here's what I'm going to do. Bachenfeld, sophomore,
there you
scored
go.
A touchdown that put it back up in the running clock. He's your player of the game as a sophomore.
I like it. I like it a lot. And it's never smart to do math in my head, but I believe that Gavin Schiltz averaged almost 23 yards per rush from what you said, which is just incredible. I mean, every time he touched the ball, fireworks.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, when you talk about the hard thing is for you at the end of the year when you try to pick, you know, who the radioactive player is and who the most excited player is. But 22 yards per carry, 7 for 159 and a touchdown.
Wow, incredible, incredible effort. That's a Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. One of life's biggest decisions deserves an expert, not just an agent. When you're buying or selling a home, Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors are names you know and names you trust right here in Chippewa Falls. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. We'll regale you with some highlights that's coming up in 90 seconds here on WOGO Sports before we tie a bow on this one from Oakland. Claire Memorial back after this.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
No, it's all good.
Post Glass post game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Just about to tie a bow on this one, a 42-6 win here for Chi High on the road at Eau Claire Memorial. We have our Fiber Fast Plays of the Game next, brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Call 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. Here's how they sounded, your Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. I believe just his second punt of the night. It has not been a frequent occurrence, and they're going to fake it. Gavin Schiltz, look out, 50, 45, 40, and a big collision, and that should be enough for a Chi High first down. How about the Cards with a little trickeration? We'll take another look at that.
Chance is going to
left for Sorensen. Clean pocket. Floats it right side. He's got a man. That's Kestner. Kestner stuttering. Kestner getting loose. Kestner bouncing to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
That's what we like to see there. Nice pass, but more importantly, great blocking that got Kestner into the end zone.
Ian Kestner.
22-yard touchdown for Kestner.
A facility with over six decades of experience and care that is always personalized for you. Learn more at ChippewaManor.com. That's ChippewaManor.com. Ashley, back to pass. He's going to float it down the left side, and he's got a man. That's Berg over the shoulder catch. Beautifully done inside the 35-yard line. Let's take another look at that one here in our WOGO Sports instant replay.
All so far.
I mean, taking what they did last week and just improving upon it. First and goal from the 2-yard line. Wheeling and giving to Bockenfeld. Bockenfeld straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Bockenfeld makes it 41-6. Deacon with, I dare say, his first varsity touchdown. And let's take another look at that. Ask crew, it's a 4th and 1. We've seen Memorial go for it. We've seen them quick kick. See what the call is here. 4th and 1 from their own 29. They will go for it. Plunging right into the line and being stormed back. No, sir. Chi High denies Eau Claire Memorial.
That's number 9 leading the charge with a big play. Isaiah Hermans again.
Now, that one was actually given to Eau Claire Memorial, but still fitting, I think, to be part of our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game to end on a defensive highlight, Dave Check, because the defense was just incredibly dominant here tonight.
Yeah, you can't say anything more about it. Didn't get any turnovers, really, a couple of turnovers on downs, but absolutely dominating at the line of scrimmage, and I don't think you can see a better game than that.
Our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Let 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today, 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, 231-2000, or visit WWT.net. Now, the conference slate begins next Friday night. Two Thursday night games. Now Chi High, the rubber meets the road in terms of conference play. However, as you mentioned before, just because of the way the playoffs are weighted now too, we certainly, you're wishing Eau Claire Memorial and DC Air Force the very best the rest of the way, because you're 2-0 now on the season. You want the teams that you beat to play very well the rest of the way. But those conference games, again, great rivalries, including Menominee coming to our place next week. You got to take care of business week in and week out in the BRC.
Yeah, it's just one more test for the Cardinals. Again, we said going into this game what they had to do if they were really a top-tier team to Memorial. They did that. They got the job done. It's really all you can say about it. Menominee is going to be that next test. Again, you know, Menominee I would expect to be middle of the pack, but the problem with Menominee is, you know, they always give Chi High a run. No matter how good they are or how bad they are, that's always a tough game. So, you know, we got to put them away, got to get out of there with a win, and then we're really going to find out New Richmond, you know, is hopefully we come in there 3-0, and that's where you got the big test. But Menominee is always going to be a test no matter what.
Again, kind of getting that Menominee monkey off their backs last year, going into Donna-Nona Williams Stadium and really having a dominating win, and a win they needed to get into the playoffs. And I think that momentum from beating Menominee, when so many other teams had, and Chi-High teams had honestly tried and failed for years and years against Menominee, that win really kind of vaulted them into the postseason. And yes, they were one and done in the postseason, but taking a number one seed in Wanakee to overtime, getting them against the ropes, putting the entire state on notice that this program is something pretty special up here in Chippewa Falls. I think that Menominee game really was a springboard into the postseason. And this year, they're looking to do the same much earlier in the season, first conference game rather than last conference game. But still, it's an opportunity to springboard yourself into the weeks following, including a game we don't want to look ahead too much, but a huge, huge game potentially at New Richmond.
Well, you know, when you talk about the playoffs, they've done really well in the playoffs the last couple of years, but they put themselves in a position where they're the 8th seed and have to play the 1 seed. That's never going to be easy, especially not getting a home game. Chi-High's got to do their best to get a home game this year, which is going to mean they're going to have to beat teams like Menominee, and they're going to have to be consistent. You know, you talk about that getting the monkey off your back with Menominee. That's a huge thing. You know, we had such a tradition with Menominee that no matter how good we were, they were either going to beat us or be really close to us, and only the best of the best teams beat Menominee for Chi-High. You look back the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Now at least these kids, they don't have that same belief. Telling you, our kids believe that Menominee is another football team that can be beat just like anybody else, just like a New Richmond, just like a River Falls. They're good. We're good. We can beat them. But that monkey was on our back for a number of years with Menominee, where they were the team that just gave us the most trouble.
Well, we are looking forward to the Mustangs coming to Giray Field next Friday night, so a little bit of an extra break, as Alan astutely pointed out, with Coach Rakovich changes the practice schedule a little bit, so the boys will get a chance to, again, have a little time off, recharge a little bit. But again, this group top to bottom, the youngsters we saw in the sophomore class today all the way up to those seniors, again, something feels maybe just a little bit different, maybe a little tighter, a little more compact, a little more intense, a little more focused might be the word for this year's team, just the way they've come out in the first 2 weeks. Had a few maybe mental lapses with some penalties in the first half here, got those cleaned up. Always coaching points, things to work on, but you can't start any better than 2-0 in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you know, I can be honest about this team. What I see, they've got the toolbox. They got everything that you need to be a championship team. And again, it's just a matter of how they play as a team. You ask that question to Rako, you're not going to get an honest answer at the beginning of the year. Well, I don't know how they're going to do this year. This team has all the tools. They really do. They don't have anything that they're missing that we got to worry about other than how they put it together on the field.
Well, we are looking forward to continuing with you on WOGO Sports coverage of every single Chi-High game regular season, and hopefully a deep postseason run as well. But it's still very early, so we'll take it week by week and enjoy it right along with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Check out WOGO.com to see what's coming up next week, including a pair of broadcasts coming up on Thursday. We'll have Chi-High Volleyball on the road at New Richmond. Same time, McDonald will play Spring Valley, so we'll have dual video streams on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, and then next Friday night, Chi-High will be hosting the Mustangs of Menominee. Thank you so much to our intrepid video crew, Micah Bailey, Carter Jager, and Gavin Bovey. Thank you to Trayton Hoym back at the WOGO studios in Halley. And for, again, our broadcast crew, which included Carter Jager, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from beautiful Eau Claire Memorial High School. And once again, thank you to our hosts. Your final score, Chi-High 42, Eau Claire Memorial 6. This has been Chippewa Falls Senior High School Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Eau Claire.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Holly Bovey of Colwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Ashley Construction, Wynn Family Dentistry, Great Northern Corporation, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Weirsgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, River Country Co-op, Aspirus Health, State Farm agent Jeff Flagg, Grace Home Respiratory, and Linings of Eau Claire. And now we return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.